Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red lights at the round table, green dots when we're able. We're new routine to board a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red lights at the round table, our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rise that our quiet dancing able. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the die of Camelot.
I have to push the pram along.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lived in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye, hear ye. King Shazir the Terrible. All rise for King Shazir the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
I originally was going to come here and talk to you about a revolution, but with the discussion of the post-truth world, it feels like a counter-revolution now. And it's been a very peaceful and quiet revolution, thanks to smartphones, thanks to social media, and thanks to the vast amount of information now available online to anyone. And this revolution has allowed a new field to grow. And I like to call this field online open source investigation. And we can use it to influence the powerful, we can use it to challenge the powerful, and we can bring them to accountability as well. Now, I started Bellingcat 2 years ago because I wanted to teach people how to do this. And the word Bellingcat comes from an old fable. It's a fable about a group of mice who were very frightened of a large and dangerous cat. So they got together and they had a meeting and they said, what are we going to do? And they came up with the idea that the cat should have a bell around its neck. But they didn't have a plan to actually get it on the cat's neck. So what we're doing at Bellingcat is we're teaching people how to bell the cat. So I'm going to explain to you how this works through a very long case study we did. We worked on this for over 2 years. It's the case of MH17. On July 17th, 2014, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 departed not far from here, heading east. Several hours later, over eastern Ukraine, it was shot down. 298 people died, 193 Dutch citizens died on that plane. Some of you might know them, some of you may have known people affected by the tragedy. And on September 28th, 2016, the criminal investigation, the joint investigation team, gave a press conference saying that a missile launcher had travelled from Russia to Ukraine, shot down MH17 and returned. But in that 2 year period between 2014 and that press conference, there were rumours, speculations and attempts to distract from the truth. But at Bellingcat, we were looking at the evidence that was being shared online. There was a vast amount of information being shared online. Some of it was hidden, some of it was quite easy to find. So I'm going to take you through an example of how we use this information. So this is a photograph that was posted online on July 17th, 2014, after MH17 had been shot down. Now, what we can see here is a Buk missile launcher on a truck travelling through a town. The question was, can we find out exactly where this was taken? And we can, in fact. We use something called geolocation. Now, with geolocation, we look at the details in the image and we see if there's anything that's available that can tell us where this was taken. So, in this case, there's a clue in this picture. There's the name of a shop. Now, we knew there was only so many shops in the world that's going to have the same name. Unfortunately, in this case, it's not many, and not many in eastern Ukraine. And we put in the name of the towns it could be in, we put in the name of the shop, and the first result was actually a wiki someone had created with every street of every town in eastern Ukraine with the shops on them. So we have the name of the street, we have the name of the shop. We put that in. That gave us a court document where there'd actually been a fight in the shop, and it gave the full address of the shop. Now, we searched for that address and came up with something very interesting. So I'm going to show you a brief video, and just hold in your mind this yellow shop hoarding, and also this building with these black and white stripes down the side of it. Because as we were searching, we found this video. This person has an interesting hobby where he drives around eastern Ukraine filming videos on his dash camera, putting them online. And it just happened he had driven past the same spot in the photograph. On the left-hand side, you can see that black and white striped building. On the right-hand side, the yellow shop hoarding. And that confirmed for us the exact location of this shop. We had a view from a video of the same photograph that had been taken earlier. And there were other clues in there as well. We weren't just interested in where it was taken, but when. So how do we know when this was taken? Well, by the shadows. The shadows are a sundial that we can use to tell the time this was taken. And this was taken around midday on July 17th, 2014. Not only that, we found social media posts by people who had seen the vehicle travelling through the town and other additional information. And there are many photographs and videos that were shared online on that day showing the missile launcher travelling through the town. And by piecing that all together, we're able to recreate the missile launcher's route on the morning of July 17th as it was heading towards the location where it would shoot MH17 down from. Now, there's obviously two sides to every story. The joint investigation team happened to agree with our version of events and our route, but the Russian government disagreed very strongly. In fact, on July 21st, 2014, they gave a press conference where they presented their own evidence of what happened to MH17. And they presented satellite imagery. So here we have a satellite image supposedly taken on July 14th. It was showing a Ukrainian military base. And there was a second image on July 17th. And the Russian Ministry of Defense claimed a few days after MH17 was shot down that this showed that the missile launcher, a Buk missile launcher, had moved from that base on July 17th. They didn't say it had shot down MH17, but they strongly implied it was involved. So there's a few things that are interesting about this image, and we can take a close look at it. So, for example, we have this in the top left corner, this area of vegetation, and there's been a path cut through it. Because of the amount of information available online, you can get satellite imagery that's available online. In fact, you can actually get this satellite image on Google Earth. That's from July 17th, 2014, the same period as those Russian Ministry of Defense images. So we can look at that vegetation. But where is it? It's not there. Now, that first image from the Russian Ministry of Defense was from July 14th, 2014. Maybe in those 3 days they demolished all that vegetation. But there's also imagery from July 2nd and from July 21st that shows it was never there in the first place. So how on earth could it be on imagery from July 14th that the Russian Ministry of Defense has presented? Well, there seems to be a problem there. It seems that the Russian Ministry of Defense might not be telling the truth about this image. And in fact, there's more evidence. So here, we can see areas of worn away grass. A very distinct pattern in both images. We go to the July 17th image, and it's not there. But we can go back even further in time to May 30th, where we can see the exact same pattern of worn away grass as we can see in the Russian imagery. This and other details confirm the Russian imagery was not from July 14th and July 17th, but it was from several weeks earlier. And this is really what the revolution is about. What we've done is we've taken information that's just floating around online, freely available to anyone, and we've been able to use it to challenge the claims of a major government. And you think about this. This is July 21st, a few days after hundreds of people have been killed, and the first reaction of the Russian government is to come out with fake imagery, is to produce fake evidence. So after MH17 was shot down, we had a lot of people who were online. They were looking for all kinds of information, for all kinds of just anything they could find. And people were very interested in Buk missile launchers because it was then claimed a Buk missile launcher shot it down. And they came across videos like this. Many videos of Buk missile launcher convoys in Russia. Now, what was particularly interesting about this video and a number of other videos were they showed a convoy in late June 2014, a few weeks before MH17 was shot down. And we realized one of the missile launchers that was visible in this convoy was the same missile launcher we also saw in Ukraine. And we examined this missile launcher carefully. We see markings, damage, details that showed it was exactly the same missile launcher in Russia that then appeared in Ukraine. So the question was then, how can we find where it came from? Well, we've managed to do that process I showed you before, where we took every image and we geolocated them. And we could track this convoy back to the base it came from, the 53rd Air Defense Brigade. And you might not believe it, but the 53rd Air Defense Brigade has a social media page. And all the soldiers follow it. And we just went there and looked at the soldiers' profiles. Because we wanted to know who they were, what they were doing. And they were very helpful in that regard. This is a photograph one soldier posted of an attendance sheet with the name of each soldier in the unit. We pop that into Google, and we get their social media pages. And they helpfully, they tag each other in the photographs. So they also helpfully take photographs of them in the convoy we were tracking. In this case, there's a guy fast asleep between his two friends that was caught on a video of the convoy sleeping on the bus. And when they got to their camp on the Russian border with Ukraine, they stood by the local town sign and took photographs. We even had their wife's girlfriends on internet forums like this one, discussing the movements of their sons, their brothers, their, you know, telling us exactly what they were doing. These are all separate bits of information we pieced together, and that allowed us to reconstruct the entire brigade. So we had the commander at the very top, a public figure, but we could establish the other members. We've censored these because we don't want people hunting them down. But what we have here are the commanders of each missile launcher in that unit that was in the convoy transporting the missile launcher that shot down MH17. And this is where this revolution gets really interesting, because we then were able to take all this information was public, and we could share it with the joint investigation team. We sent them a 120-page report summarizing the information and then the additional information. And because this is publicly available information, this is information that they can go and double-check themselves. They don't have to take our word for it. They can check it themselves. And when we had the press conference on September 28th, they used a lot of this open-source material, the same material we had used, and they spoke about 100 suspects. I'm sure at least one of these guys is in that list of suspects. So, who are we? Who are the people I talk about when we say we and us? Well, it's ordinary people. I started doing this 5 years ago with no experience in the area, and I taught myself how to do it over time, and people joined me. And when the joint investigation team interviewed me as a witness to ask about the work we were doing, I decided it was time to start a special investigation team. And now I have a team of 5 full-time members of staff and 15 volunteers, where we investigate all kinds of different things, from the conflicts in Ukraine, MH17, chemical weapon attacks in Syria, Mexican drug gangs, corruption in Ukraine, all kinds of subjects, because this kind of investigation can be applied everywhere. And that's part of the revolution, that we're just a tiny part of this. There's probably 100 people in the world who might be doing this. Imagine if it was 1,000 people. Imagine if everyone in this room was doing this. And because of this, because of the work we've done, we've been targeted by Russia. Bellingcat has been targeted by the Fancy Bear hackers backed by the Russian government who did the DNC leaks. We've been targeted by the Russian media. The Russian government has criticized us directly. And that's not going to stop us, because there's so many of us who can do this. We're going to keep going. And it's because of this new power we have, because of this revolution. It's a peaceful power, but it's also the power of truth. And in what seems like a post-truth society with Donald Trump and what else is happening in the world, it seems like it's really time that we need to do this together. So I hope you can join us and be part of this. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one but 3 separate chat rooms. Woohoo! So, today, we're finding the truth, It seems to be, in this particular time we're living in, it's getting a bit harder to find the truth. Matter of fact, where I'd like to start off is, I noticed one day that I went to check out my own website, see, you know, anybody was in the chat room or anything like that. Well, suddenly, my antivirus blocks my website, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And it said on there about, you know, possible spyware or, you know, possible malware, that kind of stuff. And I knew for a fact that my website was perfectly clean. I knew there wasn't nobody spying, and we weren't gathering any information on anybody and all that kind of stuff that was basically being insinuated by the antivirus program. But it turns out that went on my website, which basically is based off of Weebly, and it had this notification that I might want to update my site with an SS whatever tag, basically a secure server link thing. And so essentially, if they deem that somebody's website doesn't have safe content or whatever, then most people who would come to your site would get blocked. And in order for you to be able to view that, you'd have to go in there manually in your settings and set the doggone thing up to be a trusted site. Well, you know, a lot of people don't really want to take the time to do that. They just want to go through and get information and stuff like that. And some people aren't even, technically savvy enough, so to speak, to, understand what all they got to do to click that on and such. But nonetheless, it's kind of like, as far as I'm concerned, it's not fair for some entity out there to be saying what sites are safe and what sites aren't safe. Granted, you know, if you got an antivirus program and it's there to protect you, all that's cool and everything like that. But, you know, here at ShazizRadio.com, we're not trying to spy on anybody. All we're trying to do is help folks out. And, you know, we aren't putting any, cookies to track other people and all this kind of jazz on here. But nonetheless, that's one of the things that happened whenever I tried to visit my own site. And it just didn't just happen on Weebly. It also happened on Shaziz.com. And I've had Shaziz.com for years. Never once was we ever trying to track anybody or steal their personal information or anything like that. Basically, just been informational site all along. And so if there's lots of sites out there that are trying to, talk about the truth and do good things for the world, but they don't take and pay the man, so to speak, they don't pay for your secure server tag there, well, then you can be deemed as an unsafe website and not be able to get traffic going to it. So, whoever's in charge of the whole entire internet, that system, that thing that everybody keeps talking about, net neutrality and such, and different ways to censor the internet, websites like Shaziz Radio, even though, we're here trying to do something good, would get blocked out if we didn't have that updated secure server link. And I can't remember exactly what it was the last time I checked on it, but it's kind of like an annual thing. You got to pay for this the secure server deal, and you got to keep it updated. So basically, if you ain't got that tag, then you're missing out on a lot of traffic, because people think whenever they imagine the average Joe just comes up to click on Shaziz Radio because they heard there was a good website, and suddenly they get this warning, that not safe or whatever. Now, I went to, just this morning, went to download that MP3 that you just listened to with a website that I'd been going to for a long time, that turns MP3s into, YouTube videos into MP3s. And that website was completely blocked out. And being on my own system, I didn't even know how to get to the point where I could unblock it quick enough that I could get it on there and get it ready for the show. So I had to get on Google and go find one of Google's trusted sites in order to be able to download that information so that I could share it with my listeners and stuff. So, finding the truth is subjective to whoever is in control of the truth is where I'm seeing this whole deal go. If you get on YouTube, YouTube actually has a code that basically is a bot that automatically goes through and it listens to every word you say in your video. And depending on what it is it said in the video, like for example, if you say a bad word in the video, like dropping the F-bomb, it'll put a number to your video. And after, so many times numbers or whatever, it will actually make you advertiser unfriendly so that you can't monetize your videos. And I've had a few of my videos that when I put up there, right out of the gate, were immediately, not advertiser friendly, and I'm like, yo, hold on a second. I don't even curse in my videos. I didn't say anything controversial. However, that's what it said. It could be reason it could be possibly controversial subject. All I'm talking about is free energy research and trying to help people find the truth about energy and such. Well, it took a letter to YouTube in order to get them to take a second look at it, and of course it came back and they reset it and monetized the video. Now, even in the monetization of my videos out there, it doesn't make any money. That's not something that you could actually retire on or anything like that. It just kind of throws a few pennies in the bucket that will maybe help me buy a little bit of parts for some projects that I can share with people related to alternative energy and such. So it's not even really worth the hassle. And I told YouTube in this video, I said, basically, I don't even care if you shut the YouTube channel down at some point, because the way it's all been, it's not fair to all the smaller channels, because they're always either A, being censored by the system, or they're put at the very back end of any kind of search results. And so even though I've got like 8,000 some odd subscribers, then I don't get nowhere near the matching views as far as what videos I put up. Matter of fact, they actually have a second system that says you have to click this notification bell if you want YouTube to send you a notification saying that I uploaded a video. And so I've had some of my subscribers come back and say, wow, it's good to see you, I didn't even know you were still around, and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I've been here all along, I got like 260 some odd videos. And they're like, well, we never got no deal. And matter of fact, sometimes we were literally unsubscribed. We never unsubscribed. That's the kind of shenanigans that Google and YouTube's been playing on people. And if you don't match what their political agenda is, or the social justice portion of their deal, they won't hesitate to basically censor your content. And so, even though I know I got a pretty substantial amount of people that listen to my radio show, I couldn't figure out why it was that most of them don't even show up at my doggone website to say hi or something like that. And that's probably because, the ones that do have access to a regular PC or a laptop, when they come there, their computer and Google is telling them that it's not a safe site. So, they'd rather just listen in via some other platform or whatever. And that, to me, it's ridiculousness, because we're not here trying to do anything wrong to anybody. We're trying to share information and truth with people. So, finding truth, question mark, what is the truth? Truth is subjected to the teller these days, I guess, but it's also subjected to the censorship of whoever's in control of whichever platform you're utilizing on the internet. Now, Weebly, I'm sure, has a secure server link, tag on their deal, and you would think that since my website was underneath theirs, and anything you upload to their servers would be virus scanned and such like that, that I would fall under the umbrella of that deal. But no, it's a financial issue to where they want you to pay them more money for the luxury of, allowing you into search results so that people know that you even exist. Yeah, it's really sad that there's a lot of really good content up there, a lot of really good people that are literally in the world of cyberspace producing good content, and yet they're censored to the extent where when you go to search up something, they're either way, way, way back in the search results, or they're not there at all. For Google to have that kind of power and essentially be able to just do that to anybody they feel like, in my view, is wrong. A lot of these artificial intelligent programs and bots that they got to you know, basically where if you had some average Joe or whatever, some employee sitting there and have to try to go through all these different content, you know, it would take probably forever and a day. But when you have a bot that you can, when I'm uploading to YouTube, and suddenly, you know, this thing scans all the content of it, listens for keywords, and then rates me accordingly to whatever it is that I say. If I have a keyword that, you know, is socially unacceptable or, you know, deemed to be, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, taboo and whatever, then suddenly I'm kicked to the curb because my content's not worthy of advertisement or search results, a ranking in search results or whatever. And so it's really hard to find the truth out there these days. You really don't know what to think. If your words that you're putting up there for everybody to listen to and be able to share links with them, if they're not even being able to get seen because of some certificate that Google claims you have to prove to everyone out there that you're a safe site to join, well, then, you know, chances are they're not going to come to your site because it's a scary notice that pops up, says, oh, well, you know, this website's been blocked because it's not a safe website. Well, the only way to get around all that is literally to tell all the people out there who are interested in coming to ShazizRadio.com to, you know, they have to go in there manually and say it's a trusted site, you know, and I just don't see you being able to get enough people to be able to do that, you know, and, you know, take the time to actually, you know, go in there manually and set it up and say, I trust this site, you know, and it's a shame because we're trying to do a really good thing here. The only other option is to try to buy one of those certificates and play the game. You know, that's the whole entire deal. If you're not playing their game, if you're not paying for the privilege of being able to, you know, be in the ranking or even get seen due to censorship or whatever, then you're best basically left to the back corners of the internet. And it, you know, it's I was trying to figure out why it was that we were having such a hard time, you know, getting people to come over and visit and say hi and share information with us, and that's why, because the secure server tag that they want to put on there. So I'm going to look into it, and I'm going to see if I can get something done about that, but I don't know how many of the people that are, you know, regulars have had that experience where they can't even, you know, load up the site here on Shaziz Radio. But if you do, you know, throw me a notice in the chat room so I can see how widespread that is and, you know, try to determine whether or not I can go get one of those secure server deals or even if it's even affordable, because I have no idea what they want for it anymore. You know, it's just really tricky when you're getting into working on websites and stuff like that. It should be easy. And they shouldn't be out there, you know, censoring content. And especially if you're going to censor content, at least come in and look it over real good and listen to what's being said and, you know, make an honest judgment from that. But then that, once again, truth is subject to the honesty of the teller. So if they don't want you talking about certain subjects, then you ain't going to talk about certain subjects, you know. And if somebody's got a bias and they don't like your version of the bias, such as Donald Trump, you know, there's people out there just can't stand Donald Trump. They're just telling all these stories about him. I don't know enough about whether or not this is a good man or not man. All I know is from the information that I've been presented through all the different media outlets. And so as far as finding the truth, you know, in my view, he looks like he's doing a fairly decent job as taking, you know, the country in a direction that I think we needed to go or whatever. But then on the other hand, you hear the other people that are getting the other side of the story that says that, you know, he's a rotten person and all this kind of stuff. That's not up for me to judge. what somebody is, but if I'm to judge what somebody is, at least I need some truthful content in order to be able to make a conscious, informed decision. And if you're censoring anything that anybody out there is saying, then that essentially says that, you know, you believe this side over here because I believe this side over here. No, not all the rest of it. It's not safe content and it's not advertiser friendly. It's not user friendly and all that kind of stuff. So essentially, ShazizRadio.com has been blackballed by the system, you know? And it ain't the first time we've ever had interruptions in our streaming because we were touching on subjects that maybe somebody didn't like and, you know, reach over and hit a little button or something and jostle our stream, you know? And of course, you say that sounds like a conspiratorial thing. Oh, yeah, right, they're really going to mess with you or something like that. Well, I tell you what, I threw a deal out there one time about a server that I had and threw a challenge out there for somebody to go and hack that server. And it wasn't a matter of less than 20 minutes. That server had over 150 some odd viruses attached to it. That server was crashed. I had to completely and utterly wipe it out and then bring it back up and reload all the software on it because I wanted to see whether or not that was the case of what was going on. And it was. That's exactly what happened. That server was destroyed. Of course, you know, it was sacrificial at the time because I was already planning on putting a better one in its place. But nonetheless, that's the kind of thing that you're contending with, you know. So people out there hacking each other's governments and people out there censoring information and mainstream media blatantly lying to people and then even saying that they'll do it again, they'll lie to people, you know, making bogus reports and saying they're one place when they're not, and you know, all this kind of information coming to the table makes it really hard for the average Joe to weed through the propaganda and the craziness in order to just finally just get down to the doggone truth. Now, I was going to play a little clip on there at one show, A Few Good Men, where he's the scene where he's talking about you can't handle the truth, you know. But due to some of the language content in there, I thought better of that because I try to be respectful to those individuals that may be listening into the show. I don't know. It might be some little kids. It might be granny or my mom or your mom or somebody who just don't take kindly to, you know, disrespectful language and such. So we try to even be respectful here. We're not sitting here dropping filthy language all day long. We're not sitting here accusing people of doing things and you know, trying to spread propaganda. We're just trying to help people out. Said Stephen Gibbs said a few different options here for SSL certificates. I'll have to look into that, Stephen. I appreciate that. Free SSL certificates. That's probably in our budget, I'll tell you that. Because we're running on duct tape and baling wire here, folks. It's just, you know, it's a miracle that after all these years, this equipment's still up and running. I'd like to have, you know, an updated system and a team of brilliant individuals who wanted to produce this content and we could get it all done and make a big show out of it. But the whole thing is, it's an average Joe, you know. I'm just an average Joe out here trying to spread information and, you know, not trying to propagandize anybody or trying to convince anybody or anything. You know, my beliefs are my beliefs. And if you ask me what I believe, I'll tell you what I believe, honestly. But I'm not there to try to convince you that my way is the right way and that my truth is the only truth because we're out here trying to find the truth. That's the big deal. And if we're ever to get down to the real truth of the matter and know what's going on out there, we got our work cut out for us because of all the shenanigans going on out there. People want to make money. They want to guide you to their direction. And if you own the platform, it's easier for you to say, well, you know, I don't like what this guy's saying. I'll just delete him or put him to the back or just erase him off the search engine altogether. And you don't get hurt. It's frustrating, and that's the reason why these podcasts that I post up here are really important, because, you know, that's beyond censorship. If you send the podcast out to somebody else and they're able to listen to it, they're not blocked by it. And so, you know, download the podcast, re-upload them somewhere else outside the wall that keeps the honest people from actually telling the real truth out there. You know, we have this problem in alternative energies and alternative medicines and alternatives to, you know, everything out there. Alternative media. You know, sometimes the alternative media, you gotta be really skeptical about what you're hearing on that kind of stuff too, because there's all kinds of craziness going on. You know, we're told about all kinds of dooms and gloom scenarios. We're told about Planet X is coming in to kill us. Planet X has been on the way for at least 10, 15, 20 years that I know of. That, you know, people keep taking these pictures and saying, oh, look, it's right there, you know, and then it's not right there. It's a hockahooey for the purposes of getting views on their YouTube channel. And you'd think at some point they'd stop those shenanigans, especially in modern day where YouTube's barely wanting to give anybody any kind of monetization or advertisement on their sites or anything like that. But, you know, they still find ways around it. Yeah, selling t-shirts and mugs and all that. Yo, look, buy my Planet X mug and let everybody know that Planet X is going to kill us. You know, what the heck you want a Planet X mug if you're going to be dead anyway? That's my point. Now, Planet X hits us, then what are we going to do about it? It ain't going to do nothing. But, you know, the truth, once again, that's what we're looking for. Honestly, that's what I want to know. I want to know the truth about our history and the truth about our world. You know, I can't even share my beliefs with some people because of things that, you know, they had read out there on the internet, you know. And there was a guy, Steven Crowder, he did a video on this this talking device that they have on Amazon. I don't remember what the name of this actual device is, but basically asked a question. First he asked the thing, well, who's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Well, the thing comes back and said, well, it's a fictional character. And then turns around and asks, well, who's the Prophet Muhammad? Well, he's a well-known prophet, and, you know, he praised Allah, the only true God. And I'm like, hold on a second. You know, this, first off, somebody had to program this thing and put that kind of information into this piece of equipment, regardless of whether you believe in Jesus or not, regardless of whether you believe in Muhammad or not. But to have this artificial intelligence program be able to tell somebody when they ask the question, you know, that this one here's a fictional and this one here's a real deal kind of thing, that that's manipulating information, you know, and it's frustrating as all get out. And this is the kind of thing that you're up against. See, like I said, it don't matter what you believe or which side of the fence that you're on as far as a creation or evolution or anything like that. If somebody out there has control of the answers on a machine, it's going to tell you that this one's fake, this one's real. That's the information that you're going to get. That's prime definition of propaganda. You know, to tell somebody something that ain't necessarily true to make it look like something's going on to formulate their opinion and get them to act in a certain way. That's what it's all about. And here on ShazizRadio.com, we've been doing the Knights of the Round Table for a long time, and you can go back and you can listen to everything that was said on this website, and you can see we weren't biased to any specific agenda or opinion. We just told what we felt, and each one of us told what we felt. And this is what we believe the truth of the deal is from the research that we've done. You know? And we didn't kick each other to the curb because one of us disagreed with the other one. You know? I don't necessarily agree with everything that everybody says on here. I've got my own views on it. But once again, it's all about whether or not, you know, the facts will prove out what I have to say, or you know, whether I've even been, you know, the information that I've ever been given has been truthful to begin with. And so, you know, it was just here recently I had a conversation with, you know, a good friend of mine, and it pretty much kind of got to be a heated conversation just over, you know, the authenticity or lack thereof of the particular Bible that I subscribe to, you know. And so it was like the information that he was giving me was information that I had heard prior, that basically came from a video that was called Zeitgeist. And in this video Zeitgeist, it turned and twisted every bit of what I was taught throughout my lifetime, and basically made it sound, you know, terrible. And so, you know, I'm always having to try to defend my own faith. You know, I'm always trying to have to defend the truth. I'm always trying to have to balance out, what I believe and what's actual real or not real. You can't even tell unless you are really good at paying attention to green screen technology, blue screen technology, CGI technology, and all the different types of modern day graphics. You can't even tell for a lot of times that you're not really paying attention whether a newscast that you're seeing on either the internet or the mainstream media, or even in the alternative media, whether or not it's fact or fiction. You have to use some serious discernment, and you have to check and recheck and double check and triple check your information to ensure that you're getting the truth. Now, in my personal spiritual journey, I go by faith. You know, I know what I was taught, I know what I believe, and I go by faith, and that's what I do. But, you know, there has been, you know, honestly, there has been an effort to steer people away from what I believe and basically make me look like a fool for even believing it. And then you got this little machine that I just mentioned earlier from Amazon that would literally say that, you know, my Lord Jesus Christ is a fictional character, but yet the other guy over there, old Muhammad, he was the prophet of the only one true God. No, I hope that, you know, even though you're not a believer, I hope that that concerns you a bit, because if you're looking to actually find the truth, you know, that's an issue. Because imagine somebody who doesn't know anything about either side, and then they ask this thing, and this thing is like, you know, supposedly really smart because it's connected to all the information of the world. And okay, well, I can believe what I heard there. And so, you know, that steers them in the wrong direction. You know, it's just like school books in school. If the teacher or the guy in the white lab coat, because he's a professor or whatever, if he says it, it's got to be true. If the mainstream media said it, it's got to be true. Truth is subject to the honesty of the teller, folks, and that's plain and simple. And it's sad that we live in a world today that you actually have to question everything that you hear. It's frustrating. You know, I'm not sitting here trying to lie to people. I'm not sitting here trying to get people follow an agenda. I'm sitting here trying to point out information, and hopefully people will step outside the box and look around for themselves and share what they see with me, so that we can all find the truth together. That's the only way we're ever going to find any resemblance of anything that we call truth. And that's why we need each other. That's why we need people to share these podcasts with each other. You know, if I don't have that SSL service or whatever certificate, then, you know, people come to see ShazizRadio.com and immediately are confronted with, this notification that says, oh, we blocked this because that's not a safe site, or, you know, this is bad content or whatever. Now, the mainstream media can get up there and flat out lie to people, admit to lying to people, and admit to propagandizing, and even get caught in the act red-handed faking news, and they are allowed to be right out there on the airways, but a group like, you know, the people of the Knights of the Round Table on ShazizRadio.com, we get blocked by some secure server link certificate that, you know, has no relevance to the honesty of our content. That's ridiculous. If you don't pay to prove that you're a safe site, then you're get deemed as, you know, there's no innocent until proven guilty there. It's guilty until you pay us. There's something really wrong with that. You know, censorship is bad enough, but to literally, you know, block somebody's site out on the World Wide Web, you know, there's people that have been coming to this website for years, and, you know, they know that we are not out here doing them wrong. It was we stayed consistent through the whole entire process. We've constantly stayed consistent. We're not telling anything different now than what we were telling back then. And if we did come across a story that we thought might have been real, we never presented it as real. We presented it as you know, suspicious or whatever, that people needed to look into it for their own you know, benefit, to find out whether or not it was real or not real. Because once again, you got to use the proper discernment if you're going to be saying that you're telling the truth. You can't just say, well, I researched this on YouTube and this is what I found out. Well, maybe you found out something, but do you know for a fact that the people on the other end of that information were telling you the truth? That's the thing. I found it on YouTube. This is what the information that I saw. You take a look at it and decide for yourself. And I've also found a one over there that's debunking. I'm putting this link in there as well. You take a look at this one and you see which one's telling the truth and which one ain't. That's what we're up against. And I thought by now, as many people that tune in to hear Shaziz Radio, and as many people that are subscribed to my YouTube channel and my friends on Facebook and even Twitter, you know, when I share these links out there, I thought by now these chat rooms would be so overwhelmed that I'd actually have to go out there and find a paid version that would, you know, allow for more space. But what I hadn't realized all along, that when people were coming to the website, I didn't know it until I came to the website and I was confronted by a screen that said my website wasn't safe and I wasn't even allowed to go there. I was frustrated as all get out about that. And it wasn't just ShazizRadio.com, it was Shaziz.com. Maybe it's even Shaziz YouTube. You know, if you got 8,000 and some odd subscribers, but your videos only range for maybe a, you know, 100 or so views, or 200 views, or maybe a year after it's been up, 300 views, you know, something really ain't right about all that. Now, I have a couple videos out there, like my redneck wind turbine, because of the name of it or whatever, somehow or another, that was one of my most popular deals, where I took a 50-gallon barrel, plastic barrel, and I made a wind turbine out of it. And you wouldn't believe how many filthy things that were said to me over something as simple as that doggone wind turbine, telling me how stupid I was, you know? Oh, that'll never work. You're bleepity bleeping and all this. And I'm like, my God, man, you just try to share a little bit of something with somebody out there, an idea for somebody, and this is the kind of stuff that you got to contend with. So if you do get out there to the public with a video of such as Redneck Wind Turbine, then you're under the gun of the trolls. So it's like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know? Well, we want to fix this world because we know, according to what we've been told, that this world is messed up. Beyond repair, some would say. And so, we try to do the best we can and try to gather some like-minded individuals and share some good content. We got people working behind the scenes, you know, like Stephen Gibbons making the resource page on there. You know, he didn't have to do that, but he stepped outside and did that, and he's put a lot of really good content, and when he's ready to make it public, we'll share it with everybody and his brother. And, you know, if they if they are blocked out whenever time they try to come to Shaziz Radio, then, you know, it's frustrating. Because I know he's done a lot of really hard work. And we do a lot of hard work. There's a lot that goes into putting these radio shows together. There's a lot that is entailed with trying to keep all the links together and the stream clear. And, you know, and then there's also the folks out there rebroadcasting and stuff like that that have liked our content enough to actually, you know, send it out and let their people listen to it as well. And there's other networks that are involved in the deal. You know, that they're also trying to do the good thing. I don't know. I went to their site to see if they've been blocked out. Will my virus program or Google tell me that that's not a safe site? You know, there's only one way to find out, I guess. I go click on all the links to all the different networks and see which ones got kicked to the curb because of their content and honesty or whatever. So I know a lot of these people, folks. And I know what they're trying to do. They're not trying to do anything wrong to nobody. They're not sitting out there trying to intentionally lie to anybody. They're trying to share information from both sides of the fence to give everybody the whole story. But that's what's going on. That's finding the truth. Question mark. You know, how are you going to find the truth in today's world? So the only way that this is ever going to succeed as far as getting information out to is if the people, you know, our most loyal friends and people in our own little circle, we go out there past the walls and we basically pass out the flyers and the links to the doggone, site and tell people, look, they don't like what we have to say, and so we haven't paid them for the courtesy of being able to say what we want to say. And so since we ain't paid them, when you come to our website, you're liable to see a deal that says we're not a safe website. You know, what in the heck is going on out here? That's the kind of world we live in, man. Where the filthy people can get everything they want out there on the internet. Paul Harvey said it right. Back in 1965, he said it right. That's the kind of world we live in. They got metal detectors at the school doors. They got cameras in everybody's faces. They got ways that they spy on you all the time so they can advertise to you or blackmail you or whatever. I got one of them doggone boxes that basically allows you to get the digital TV out of the air. Used to be an old conspiracy out here talking about the camera and the converter box. Well, I don't know. I never took this thing apart to see if there was actually a camera in the converter box, but what I do know for a fact is this thing turns itself on by itself whenever it feels like it, and I have to manually turn it off. I see a little green light come on. I say, hold on, I didn't touch nothing, and I turn it off. And there's ways by which they can actually listen in on your cell phone and listen in on your, watch in on your camera, on your devices and your TVs. And there's actually one brand out there that basically tells you got to go in there and manually set it not to spy on you. But yet we can't say what we're saying on there, you know. If you're going to spy on me anyway, what's wrong with allowing everybody else to listen in as well? That's what I'm saying. They're just afraid I might say something that is going to make them look bad or whatever. Or it might be content that they don't want the masses to know. So, you know, hey, listen in on Shaziz Radio. And if we don't like what they're saying, we'll interrupt their stream using the whole bandwidth thing. I know that I'm not past my bandwidth. I've got a powerful internet strand going on my site because I pay for it. And so I know that if there's an interruption in my stream, then it's an intentional interruption because I paid for that. I paid for that bandwidth. So I know how many computers I can have up and running and how many Wi-Fi connections and such I can have going on without, going into my bandwidth. But, to be interrupted or have your content blocked out because they say they deem your website's not secure. You know, that's pure ridiculousness, if you ask me. And so, you know, I want people to understand that we're trying to share some things here. You know, we do the Mad Science Show on Saturdays. And the Mad Science Show, if you go back and listen to all the podcasts and you check out all the links posted by Stephen Gibbons and other people in the chat room, you will see, and have even in this particular chat room that we're in right now, if you go scroll all the way up to the top, you can even go back through the history of things that were said in there, and you can find old links to videos and links to everything like that. And so there's content that's been, you know, pretty much documented. We're trying to share people, you know, information that's going to be beneficial to the world. You know, alternative energy, free energy, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a real deal. And we've showed off the shelf things that could be utilized and repurposed and all that kind of stuff. And then today's show, Knights of the Round Table, where we get together and we discuss solutions for things that are going on in the world and ways by which we can network with one another to share information. Now, I played that podcast, and one of the things that the guy pointed out in that podcast was it was a whole bunch of average Joes out there doing research, and the actual information, being able to look at, you know, the information that the mainstream presented or the mainstream governments presented, and then match that with reality from, you know, pictures that other people post out there. So, you know, to find the truth in this world... You're really up against the wall. Now, in the world of alternative energy, I have proven over and over and over again that energy's free. But yet, I've been assaulted by so many different trolls telling me and the world how stupid I am. And if Shaziz Radio is being blocked out there because somebody wants to say that it's not a secure site, I don't know how many of the people that actually show up in here have ever had that happen to them when they come to the site. But from where I'm standing is, according to the numbers and according to the amount of subscribers on my YouTube, this doggone chat room should be so doggone full that we would have to go out and buy another chat room to pay for more room. As for people to be able to, come here and share in the show and join in on the microphone. But anyway, if you scroll up to the top, it's got a little deal that says arrows that says previous 35. It'll take you back 35 comments and links and stuff. And everyone, this the Shaziz Radio chat room, the Awake Radio chat room, and the TCT chat room. They're all links in there that have been posted throughout all these different shows. And then if you go back and listen to all the podcasts, you'll hear information about all kinds of different subjects. We talked about every single alternative energy device that we come across and then some. We talked about all types of possible solutions for different fuel sources and ways to make things more efficient and such. And we talked about all different types of medicines, some of which mainstream drug industries and governments block out that have all kinds of benefits. You've even heard people come on here and talk about hemp and all the different, like 50,000 different products that could actually be made from it, things that could better society and work in more perfect harmony with nature, are pretty much kicked to the curb. And so that's what we're up against. We're up against first getting people to this website. Then when they do finally come to the website, if they're confronted by a warning that says that, well, you don't want to go here because, this might not be a safe site. So, what's he saying there, Shaziz? So what exactly is it they're lying about? Give me some sort of something to work with there, because what is it that they're not lying about? if, like, for example, just in the mainstream media, when they were telling there was a shooting out on town, there's actual video evidence of, you know, basically there was one reporter and she was supposedly on this side of town, and there was another reporter, she was on this other side of town, and both of them were two separate supposed shooting. And somebody had noticed that the same two vehicles came behind this one lady, and a minute later come behind the other lady. Turned out that they were in the same exact parking lot, doing these supposed from two different separate locations. That's just one little tiny example. There's been multitudes of examples out there. But as far as in the energy world, I mean, I could go on for hours and hours and hours about different things, technologies that should have been already mainstream, such as hydrogen technology. Hydrogen technology isn't new technology. Stan Myers was driving around in a dune buggy in the 70s using hydrogen technology. And even though there are vehicles out there that are running right now to this very day on hydrogen technology, it still is basically put to the back burner, so to speak. And even what I used to like, Mythbusters, I loved their show. They did all kinds of cool stuff. But then they came out and did their version of hydrogen technology and actually had a little explosion in the carburetor. And I'm thinking, you know, this is not only intellectually dishonest, but it's just flat out wrong, because these guys, being supposedly good at science, should have known that you have to have a flashback arrestor, otherwise any kind of ignition source will cause that thing to flash back. And that's why they said, well, that's why it's dangerous, you know. Well, that was a lie. That was a flat out lie. And so they managed to pull a lot of stuff off, man. I'm telling you, look, it's fact. The oil companies out there, they don't want you to have any alternative to what they're selling. Otherwise, they're not going to make as much money. And the drug industry, same exact.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody
See, folks, now, you know, this isn't no joke. You know, if you say the wrong thing, I guarantee you, they will interrupt your stream. And you just saw it right here live. You just witnessed it. We were blown completely off air. And, you know, hey, it ain't the first time. And it more than likely will not be the last time. So now whenever if I finally get this entire show completed, I'll have to take the podcast and glue it together and have one solid podcast. But that's why I say finding the truth question mark, because, you know, how are you going to find the truth when if you talk about the wrong doggone subject, these people have the power to literally hit the big red button on you. Yeah. And, you know, to me, it's ridiculous. It's pure ridiculousness. So, that's what we're up against. I'm going to try to see if I can add somebody up in here. Hello? Are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know why every time your player says connection's refused, it won't let me listen.
Yeah, sometimes you just got up and refresh it. Yeah, I mean, this is what we're up against, Patty. And, you know, I'm sitting here telling people about, you know, the censorship that's going on out there, the SSL servers where they block your website out, and literally, yeah. Right after I get through saying things about, you know, I'm not even going to repeat it because I kind of like to keep on air for a little bit, but right after I did it, I mean, I got totally blown out of the water. I got fast internet. I pay top dollar for my internet service, so I got good internet. I'm not worried about my connection or my bandwidth or anything like that. I could have everybody and his brother on my Wi-Fi and still have good internet. And so I know what's going on. This isn't the first time, and it more than likely won't be the last time when you try to share the truth with people and you talk about certain keywords or subjects like that. Literally, YouTube has a automatic system that whenever you upload your video, every word that you say in that video is now scrutinized. And if there's anything in there that they deem to not be advertiser friendly, they'll immediately demonetize your video and in some instances put blocks on your video so that you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They'll turn it private. They'll make your video private.
And so... it's getting scary, Patty. It really is that people, you know, if you're sitting there, you're trying to, share some, you know, this show, you've been on this show so many times, and we go back way, way back, and we've been consistent all these years. We're not out propagandizing and lying to people or trying to spy on them or trolling them or anything like that. We're just bringing good content to the table, researchers from all different directions. And yet, you come to my website and you might be confronted with a secure server thing where it says, well, you know, this is a dangerous site, so your antivirus blocks it out or Google blocks it out. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never had it except for these last couple of weekends where it's told me that it refuses my connection to the radio.
Yeah, so we must be hitting some nerves.
You know what's weird, Shaziz?
What's that?
When you weren't on the air and it's playing just music or whatever?
Yeah.
It plays.
Yeah.
Like you just played A Country Boy Can Survive, and as soon as that was done and I guess you went live, it won't play anymore.
Huh. Yeah, that's really frustrating. Sometimes you gotta refresh the doggone thing, and I don't know, this is what we're up against. I've been sitting here trying to figure out ways to get solutions out to people, and that's why these podcasts are so important, because, you know, if on my side of the wall I can't get people on my side of the wall and we can all gather together and share information together, well then, you know, we're going to have to go outside the wall and hand people flyers and podcast if we're ever get any message out to them, you know? People shouldn't have that much power over, you know, the internet, but they do. You know what I mean?
You are breaking up so bad. Am I breaking up?
No, you sound great. But,
what the heck?
Yeah, that's what we're up against. You know, it drives me insane. But, am I any better now?
What?
Am I any better now? Can you hear me now? It sounds like a commercial, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
In spots, you're really good.
Yeah. Well, there's my super fast internet that I pay high dollar for. You know, I'm gonna actually give my service provider a call, and I'm gonna say, look, you know, if you're gonna allow somebody to get in there and interrupt my streams when I'm trying to broadcast, then I'm just gonna just shut it down. You're not getting my money anymore. You know, that's ridiculous.
Let me hang up, and I'm gonna come right back.
All right.
Let me see if that'll fix it.
So, folks, there you go. You know, we got a lot of interesting anomalies we got a lot of interesting anomalies that occur when we try to talk about the truth. And then, you know, you got people out there that want to constantly say that what you're saying isn't the truth because of their own specific truth, whatever they believe the truth is. If it doesn't fit their agenda, they don't like it too much. So I'm waiting for Patty to try to call back here. Let's see now. Oh. Huh. Let me try that. So, can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit better, yeah. Say something.
Alright, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that, but you're a little wobbly, so it's probably going to go in and out on me.
All right, well, we'll just do the best we can with what we got to work with.
That's right.
And that's usually what we do, duct tape and baling wire here at ShazizRadio.com. Look, if you're on the other side of the fence where they're trying to keep us in and you out, then, tell your friends out there that it is safe to come on in here because we're not trying to spy or troll anybody. We're just trying to get some truth across the table, you know.
That's right. Yeah, the whole crew is here today, it looks like, though.
Well, that's
waiting in the wings.
They're, you know, that's one thing good about it. When we rally the troops, they do show up. You still there?
Yeah.
Alright, well, like I said, I started off this show with a little phrase, finding the truth, and put a question mark behind there because, once again, the truth is subjected to the honesty of the teller. And so if you're out there and you're searching up information, before you use that information as proof of what it is that you're trying to say to people, make sure that you vet that information really well.
Exactly. We had a big instance of that yesterday. I knew it was going to happen to you. They set everybody up, and I mean, there's a plan going on and people are stepping right into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, that's why I say, you know, I'm sitting here talking about things and I'm telling people that, you know, they want to censor people and right in the process of talking about particular subjects that we won't talk about again today because I kind of like to not have to splice the podcast three times. But I got literally blown out. I'm talking to everything. And that was intentional, you know. There ain't no conspiracy to it. It was flat out intentional. And they said they got the switch, you know. So, hey, you know, I ain't got no tinfoil hat on today. That was live. That happened live. It blew it right out live.
Yep.
This ain't no joke, folks.
No, this is, you know, people don't realize that the war that we're fighting really has nothing to do with guns and bullets.
That's right.
It's information, it's knowledge.
It's why they have to have those secure server deals on there. You got to pay the man for the privilege to tell the truth. You know? And even if you're a bold-faced liar, then you still got to pay the man if you want somebody to be able to come to your site, because they could tell you, well, you know, you pay us or you're not going to get no traffic.
Well, yeah. And they can throttle your bandwidth.
Yeah.
Now.
Just like they did. Shut it to the dirt, man. And I paid for that service.
You know, I paid, when I was doing my radio stations, I paid for the highest bandwidth I could get in my area, right? Because it depends on where you live. But in the small print, when you sign that with your ISP, it says that you can pay for this high speed, but that doesn't mean you're always going to get it. And we're not responsible for when you don't get it. You know?
Yep, there you go. That's the fine print. You gotta pay attention to the fine print. You realize how many people actually go into, basically contracts with people when they get on the internet. You find a little nifty program or software that you want to use, and they click on it, or they have this big old agreement thing, and you click on it without even reading it. There's so many people that do that. Says pretty much, yeah, we're going to track you everywhere you go on the internet, and we're going to sell your information to people, and most people click on it and don't even give it a second thought. You still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was on mute and I didn't realize.
Oh.
I got the wild children in here. Can you hear them?
That's all right, they add life to the show.
Huh. No, now go. Go.
Let's see.
Two dogs here, too.
Yeah, throw them up in the
Everybody's here today.
Whoever wants to go on, just add them in, man. More the merrier. We got a ruckus going on because us little sheep or whatever you want to call us who's out here outside the box yelling at everybody, come out here. Hey, the sun's shining out here. Come on outside. Get out of that doggone hellhole you call society. Oh, man. I don't even know what to say anymore. I get so frustrated because, I'm trying to do something I think decent. And this is the kind of deals you got to deal with. You just got to watch the words that you say, because if they don't like what you say, they just reach over and flip the switch.
Yep.
But if I was...
And it's going to get... It's gonna get worse.
I bet if I was spewing their propaganda, I'd have a smooth go the whole time. You know?
Wait until they have that AI go live.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, we'll really have some fun that time around. Yeah, everybody go out there and support Google. Buy everything that Google has to sell, you know? You can always trust your government. Now, that sounded like some propaganda. Oh, man. But, look.
I can't hear somebody say that without it making me laugh. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what a joke. What a joke, you know?
Well,
shoot.
We're just going to keep on doing what we do, even if I have to duct tape the doggone podcast together. And folks, I'm telling you, listen, I know the numbers of people that come in and listen to this show. I couldn't understand why it was we weren't getting more people in the chat room, but now when I got blocked out of my own doggone website just trying to get to see anybody left me a message in the chat, and it's telling me that this is not a secure site, and I'm like, well, why? It's my site. And I ain't trying to spy on nobody. And the crazy thing about it is, Weebly is a big brand name website creator out there. And they got a secure server deal. And every time I upload any content, it's virus scanned and all that kind of stuff. You think if they had an issue that, it would have been, they would have told me, look, you got to resolve this because we can't have this on our server. Right? Well, there wasn't been no issue with Weebly or anything. So you'd think that at least I'd get some credit for falling under that umbrella. But no, I got to pay the man personally. I got to pay for my own secure server link certificate so that I can prove to the world that I'm a safe site to come to. That's ridiculous, man. It gets it gets expensive to run a website when you're trying to do something, you know, honest without, you know, we're literally a not-for-profit organization here. All right, we're not a corporation or anything like that. We get together with all like-minded individuals, and we're not out there trying to, you know, solicit money or, you know, anything like that. We're not trying to propagandize nobody. When we put a story on a table, we put both sides of the story so that people can discern for themselves what is the real truth. Am I wrong?
Well, I know that from past experience, you know, you're right, you're absolutely right. A website and a radio station, they're not the most expensive thing, but they're definitely not cheap. And if you pay for it, you know, then you should get exactly what you pay for. I mean, that's the way it's always been, is you go and you contract, and the contract says that you pay X amount per month or per year, and this entitles you to da 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 da. So when you pay for it, that's what you should get. However, lately, what you pay for and what you get are two totally different things, and there's no recourse for you. You can complain all you want, but nothing's going to change.
Nope.
You know?
So.
And now with net neutrality, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah.
You pay for
a service, and then you try to provide a service, and then if they don't like whatever you're providing, they can shut you off. They can block you out from everybody on the outside being able to see you. And so that's why I'm asking people out there, you know, while you're listening in on your little other devices and stuff like that, if you happen to try to get on there and you can't get to the site for any reason whatsoever, you know, let somebody know to let me know, and we're going to figure out a way. If I have to buy one of them doggone deals, I'll buy one. But, you know, we never, you know, we're trying to look for anybody's information or anything like that. And so never seen the need to try to have some sort of secure server deal to try to prove that we're honest. It's like, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, you know? I could see if they had a lot of issues where they come to the site and people were getting, you know, malware and stuff like that downloaded on their deal. Yeah, that'd be a good reason to block somebody out, but we ain't never done nothing like that. It's crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, you're getting some kind of interference. I can hear it when it comes in on your line.
Yeah, that's like I said, folks, it ain't no joke. There ain't no conspiracy. Nobody pulling a fast one on you. This is honest stuff. We live on air and get blowed out of the water every time we bring around a subject that's not politically approved, so to speak. What's the other word? Socially acceptable? We're not over
We
here.
Don't have the homogenized, sterilized fairy tale broadcast.
That's right. We just tell it the way we see it, and that's it. You know, we're not out here trying to be foul-mouthed heathens, bleeping every 5 seconds and stuff like that, telling everybody what to believe and what not to believe. We're trying to tell everybody, open your eyes.
Yeah, we're raw and organic.
Yeah, ain't none of this scripted. This is it. What you see is what you get. These are real people that come to the table, and that's what we want, is real people to come to this table. We don't want somebody trying to put on a show. We want somebody that wants to find out, you know, the real truth, and to help each other find the real truth and to find solutions to problems that they say is in the world. You know? That's what we need. And if you're outside the doggone box and you're listening in and you got an opportunity to download these podcasts, do it while you can, because it might be someday where, you know, Shaziz Radio might be deemed a terrorist organization or something for saying peace and love and can't we all just get along kind of thing. You know, that's ridiculous to me.
Well, they're saying that you're coming through good, so it must be on my end getting some kind of interference. And I don't know what.
Well, I don't know, but Skype is kind of screwy these days. You know, Skype just wants to update itself when it wants to update itself, regardless of what you're doing. It don't care. And, you know, we know who owns Skype nowadays. We might have to go with a different platform there. That's pretty bad. You got to keep changing software to get away from the spy versus spy scene.
Well, I've got my Skype set on. Don't do it. Do not download. Do not upgrade. So Skype is mad at me. It was for a while I couldn't click on a link. There was no clickable links in Skype for me. I had to copy, right click copy link, and then go to the to my browser, put it in my browser, and then look it up. Now it's letting me click on the link again.
Yeah.
Making it clickable. So I guess this is the trade off. Well, we'll let you click the link, but we're not going to let you hear anything. You know?
Well.
Technology, you know? We can break the genome down. We can reorganize it in a petri dish, and we can spin atoms around at the speed of whatever to crash them into each other to create a black hole. But we cannot, for anything, get a open broadcast without issues on the internet.
Yeah,
you know,
gotta love it. You gotta love technology. But, you know, if we just came on here and just started mouthing off a bunch of crazy stuff and never even tried to hit on anything political or anything controversial, then I guarantee you we'd have a smooth sail, because I've seen it. I've listening to other radio networks, and some of the things that they say on there, just a bunch of foul-mouthing shenanigan craziness that's going on, and aliens coming down to eat your face off, and... You know, everything like that, and they ain't got no problems. But don't you say the yo alphabet soup words, because if you do...
Yeah. Like the Central Ignorance Agency?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I don't mind them coming in to, you know, observe and spy and listen in on them. They might learn something. Heck, they might even have a change of heart. Who knows? Miracles happen. You know, but we're trying to, you know, trying to resolve.
How do I pop your chat out? Can't I pop your chat out and put it on my desktop?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's a link on there.
Steve,
somewhere.
How do I do that? He'll know. He'll figure it out. But yeah, it's not. It's being aggravating to me this morning. Usually your broadcast is crystal clear. Last couple times, however, it's been a pain in my butt.
Yeah, well, getting blowed out of the water kind of makes a while where everything's got to catch up again, you know?
Usually, and yesterday, Shaziz, gosh, I got to sleep in for the first time in how long, and I missed your broadcast. I tell you what, I got my coffee and I got over here and I tried to see if there was maybe by any chance you were still on and you weren't. And you know what? It just made my day kind of like... You know, it's like waking up without your coffee.
Oh, that's
great. You know, you're just not there, you know, the rest of the day. It's like a fog in your head.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good testimony to what we do here, you know. You know, I want other people to be able to enjoy all the conversations that we have on here, and that's why I ensure that I not only upload the podcast, but I always make a backup of the show. So if for some reason this site blows us out of the water, I still got it all uploaded again somewhere else, you know? And I'll share it with everybody, because the words that we've been saying on these radio shows over all these years, we've been here for a long, long time, people. I've seen radio networks come and go, and I knew why they were going to fail was because of, you know, not only infighting, but content that wasn't necessarily user-friendly for everybody. You know, it's if you're a foul-mouthed heathen and want to group gather around a bunch more foul-mouthed heathens, then you're gonna have a whole bunch of foul-mouthed heathens in one spot. But if you want to get out there to word to everybody, not everybody's a foul-mouthed heathen. Some people have a little bit of... respect for others and themselves, and they want to try to talk respectfully. Now, I'm not saying we're wanting to censor your words and tell you what's right and what's wrong. We just like, I know that my granny wouldn't want to hear all the bleeps and squeaks of some foul mouth. And who wants to tune into that, really? And when their network failed, you know, it wasn't nothing about the maybe necessarily the platform they was on. It was about the content. Nobody wanted to hear it. You see what I mean?
I wish I could have heard most of that.
Oh, well, basically telling why it is that a lot of networks prior failed, and then, you know, some of them wasn't that. It was just financial, you know, issues and health issues and stuff like that. But some of them basically sunk their own ship by, you know, some of the things that they just spew out there without taking in consideration who might be listening, that kind of thing. What do you think? Boy, this is like, is your microphone muted?
I'm trying to move my computer around to see if maybe, well, if I turn it this way, maybe, or maybe if I turn it that way. Oh, Barry wants to come on.
Jesus. Oh, well, let's bring him in there, dog.
Two dog wants to come on too.
Let me see how many people I could add up in
and
here.
And Gregory is there too.
Gregory want in too? Add people to the call. Oh, there it is. All right, so why don't you just give us some thoughts while I sit here and try to add people to the call?
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that the main issue when we're talking about the truth and what's being put out there, and how we're all being managed, which is exactly what's happening. We're all being manipulated, and we don't even realize it because we think that it's getting harder and harder and harder to find truth today that is not mixed up with disinfo. We've got all of these, different groups of activists. You know, 4 years ago, the activists were all together. They were all saying the same thing. We knew what the problem was. We knew where the problem was. And we knew what it is that we should do. We should unite together. We should figure out solutions that run around the system of control. Because we realize that you cannot go into this system of control and change it. Because it is set. It's not going to change. There is no body in this system who's making it run that is give a darn about the fact that you're upset that you're losing your ability to speak freely or that you're losing your ability to live healthy. They don't care. They created this mess, and they're not going to change it for you. And it doesn't matter how many little signs you hold up or how many times you scream. They're not going to care. That's why they're doing it. They want this. So we know that we're up against a system that doesn't care about us. And we figured out 4 years ago, remember we used to talk about it all the time, about unity, and everybody was all about unity, and we were getting there. We were starting to get people to realize that you don't have to agree on what the problem is, you just have to understand that there are problems. And we did. And we knew where the problem was. We figured, well, we're going to figure out solutions outside of this system, and we're going to figure them out, come together, and we're going to share them with the people and empower the people to step outside the system and create what we want. Well, all of that's thrown to the wind now, isn't it? Now we are so divided because of the mindset, because of the manipulation of this system. Because they saw it coming. They saw us uniting. They couldn't break us down. They couldn't make us come after each other in the streets. They tried for so long, didn't they? And we wouldn't do it. So what was the best thing? They start paying people you know, young people don't have a set understanding of the way things work. They're still in this little daydream world of it's the American dream. I can do whatever. And so they're in college and they get these college loans and they're so strapped now that they can't even buy a package of ramen noodles to eat at night. Well, some guy comes up and offers them $25 an hour to get on a bus and go and hold a sign up. They don't even know what they're protesting for, but all they know is they've got to go out and they've got to cause angst. They've got to come and separate the people. And that's what's happened. We've been separated.
Yep.
We're fighting over the most ludicrous reasons today. We're fighting over race. We're fighting over politics. We're fighting over religion. All of these things are nonsense. They have freaking nothing to do with what is going on,
yep,
with what is being put upon us and what they're trying to do to us. And now, after 4 years, 4 years ago of being so united, now we're so splintered and fractured that we can't even look at each other civilly and have a conversation. It's all about the blame game, and it's all about you're going to make it better for me and screw you,
yep,
with what you want. You don't matter. Only I matter. This is where we're at now. What a brilliant plan this control has.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And to make it worse, to add insult to injury, when you got a good website such as ShazizRadio.com and you're trying to share good information with people and you have to have a secure server certificate just to prove that you're not doing something wrong, you know, it's hard to get people to come to your website if they're always being told, well, this is not a safe site, you know. You've heard our content on here. You're part of our content on here. We're not trying to do anything wrong to nobody. And, you know, these folks have to know that. But the only way we're going to get that information out is to, you know, people who are on the outside of the doggone box, you know, give the information to people, basically hand it off. It's like a relay race or something, you know. Hey, here's a message of truth. Take this and give it to everybody you can. it's just mind blowing to me.
Yeah, I know.
Now, go ahead.
We got Barry. Barry, you need to answer the phone.
Yeah, I keep having him in there.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
He's in the chat.
I don't know. We got two dog here. Hey, Chief.
CEO. I hope everybody's okay today and can hear me better than they did last week.
Oh, yeah, we hear you good now. Great deal.
Yeah, it was, they didn't want me to talk last week, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something was kind of weird.
You gotta watch those touchy subjects, but, man.
Yeah. Nah, how do I put this? I've always stood in front of them touchy subjects, I think, since I was four, so it's normal. Go ahead, my friend.
Yep, that's the whole thing. We, like, they called some of my content controversial, and if you go watch my YouTube deal, I'm not even cursing in there, you know? I'm talking about free energy and different things that you could repurpose in to, you know, get electrical power if you need it, and then I get this deal that says I'm not advertiser friendly, you know? As if their advertisers were really gonna, you know, pay me anything to do anything, because you ain't gonna get rich on YouTube, not the way they got it set up, that's for sure.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, you know, Patty was right. I just heard her just a little bit ago, and, you know, 4 years ago, we were all unified, it truthfully was, and, unity is what my nation is about in the first place. It's what I've always been about. And, you know, peace is what it's about. It's not about, you know, okay, I don't like you because you're Christian and I'm a traditional. That's wrong. whatever way you know the Creator is the best for yourself. And I hold no animosity to no one about that. You know, we need to come together and look at the bigger picture. It's just, you know, there's this guy saying that, and that kicks off the other guy, and everybody's starting to fight now. So I do understand the situation. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier there's this artificial intelligence thing that I guess Amazon's putting out, and there's a guy named Steven Crowder that was asking it, you know, all kinds of controversial questions. So he asked this little gizmo, I can't remember what the name of that doggone thing is, but asked this thing, well, who's the Lord Jesus Christ? And then the thing comes back and says, well, that's a fictional character. And then it goes and asks, well, who's the Prophet Muhammad? Well, he's a known prophet that, worships the only true God and stuff like that. And I'm like, hold on a second now. You know, regardless of what you believe or disbelieve in any kind of faith or anything like that, you got this artificial intelligence that somebody, you know, had to program to some extent. Alright, and maybe it's going out there scanning the web and taking bits and pieces of information and making its own mind up by now. Regardless, nonetheless, it's just like the lab coat guy, you know, the guy that's got he's the professor and he's in a lab coat and everybody listens to his science and he's telling the truth because he's the science guy, right? He knows what he's talking about. He's been all this educated and everything. So if somebody who was looking for their own personal path come across this machine and ask it the questions about God or Creator or, anything to do with any kind of controversial subject, religion or politics, and this thing would have its own built-in bias to tell only the information that it wants you to know. Well, that ain't no different than what Google's doing by telling everybody your website's dangerous, you know, or YouTube having a little bot that basically scans every word you say and then rates your video to either be friendly, advertiser friendly or not. You know, it might be the best content in the world, but if you drop, the wrong words in that thing, suddenly yours is blocked from search results or whatever. So the censorship is bad enough. But to literally block somebody completely out or even that, blow their stream out because you just heard something, him saying something that it's true what we're talking about. These organizations that we're talking about really do, you know, do the things that we say they're doing. And there are real products out there that are considered to be alternatives to the regular products that have a lot of benefits that you can't claim these benefits on there. And if you're trying to sell a product and, you know, you're a corporation and somebody else has another product that is going to either be better or make yours basically obsolete, you obviously don't want that information out there. That's how business works. It's dog-eat-dog world out there. But if I invent a free energy device, you think the power company wants you to be able to have access to that or knowledge of it? No. It's just like, you know, sitting out there sending paid protesters in to do something. They may not even know the truth about what they're protesting about, but as long as that money's coming in, they'll get out there and say, you know, whatever it is that they're told to say. And as far as free energy or stuff like that, they don't teach science, real science, in school anymore. They teach a propagandized version of whatever, you know, they want you to know. Otherwise, you know, go out there and pay your carbon tax, alright? Regardless of what basic science says, go out there and pay your carbon tax. I feel bad for the people in Australia because I seen one of the people that live down there, I seen their light bill and it was just insane. $2,500 US for 1 month of electric? Yeah, that's a lot of money, folks. What do you got to do to earn $2,500 to pay one doggone month? You know, maybe their economy is different over and their $25 equivalence is different than ours, but nonetheless, that's still a lot of money for something that should be free. You'll go out and buy a bottle of water for $1. Earth is over three quarters covered in water, and they're selling what nature had provided for $1. And people were stupid enough to buy it. You know, maybe that's not a nice thing to say that they're stupid enough to buy it, but, you know, if your mainstream water suppliers are putting fluoride and chlorine and everything like that in the water, and they tell you about all these poisons that could potentially be in your water, then you're more apt to go out and buy a dollar of what you perceive to be fresh water. But whether or not it is fresh water, because some of these companies had actually been caught saying this was like mountain stream water, but taking it straight out of the tap. So, truth. Finding the truth is subjective to the honesty of the teller. It's as plain and simple as that. We're up against an information war of epic proportions. So, looks like Barry popped in here. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We also got Barbara Three Crow in here, too. Hi, lady.
Hi there. Good to be here, as always.
Well, we got an interesting show going on today about truth and finding it.
Oh, yeah.
I already got kicked to the curb once.
Well, there's a lot of problems with finding the truth these days, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Deliberate problems. Deliberate.
And that's why I said, you know, people need to vet information. Even if you think it's a trusted source, you need to check on it. You know, even check on what we got to say that we would prefer.
Well, listen, I was listening to you, and then I got sound. You went off air. I said, oh, there it is. I had to reboot, and then I got called outside. One of the goats is not well, and so I was outside. But I got, you went off air from my site here anyway.
Yeah, we got blown completely out of the water. Ain't no joke.
Oh, there. So there you go. So you know what I said in the, I wrote in the chat, I said, you know you're speaking the truth when you're, shut down or, when they attack you or shut you down or interfere with your podcast. That, we know that, right?
Yep. So, that's pretty much what we're up against, you know. Look, I understand people's passion in the chat room, but please don't drop the F-bomb in the chat room. We try to be respectful to everybody. You know, come on, folks. I know. Look.
Hey, you know what? We express our anger, but I don't think we drop F-bombs.
Yeah.
You can do it without that kind of energy.
I have to delete those comments when they're done like that. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not trying to be, a prude or whatever it is you want to call me, but the thing about it is we try to be respectful to everybody's things here, and that's the thing. Paul Harvey's talking about back in 1965 the way that society was heading, and the things that he said we're fighting against, literally.
He was a prophet, boy.
Yeah, I think
that
he
was a prophet.
We're fighting against those things. We're trying to, keep a clean, family-friendly show going on. We're trying to keep the truth out there. We're not trying to hold any bias. We put both sides of the story out there to let people know this is what this side's saying, that's what that side's saying, and so you're going to have to, discern for yourself, because we're not here to push an agenda on you. The only thing that we want to get going on in this world is to start moving this world into a better direction than what we've seen. You know, our perception of this world, according to what we've been told by both the mainstream and the alternative media, is we got a lot of issues to sort out, and we got to do it in short order, because, once our generation's gone, if there is nobody that comes in after us to try to do, the same thing, then, we got to set that example. That's how I feel. How do you guys feel about it?
You mean all the programmed robots become...
Well, the zombie apocalypse is upon us.
It is so, man. It's right
on top. This whole young generation is really hooked in strong to the net.
Yep.
The net has taken them deep inside. They're just gone. Well, what does that mean, I guess, then they don't care about things, right?
Yeah. And that's...
It's called mind control.
That's the scary concept about it, because those are going to be the future leaders of our world, folks. Those are going to be the future.
Yeah, and we also have this thing about, you know, this is the greatest thing that has happened, is that we have this internet, and nobody can boo-hoo it. I mean, even us knowing that it's being used to watch us, to catalog us, to identify us, and to dumb down our children, still, we realize that this is one of the greatest tools that we have for knowledge. You know, the thing of it is that they got to it first. They've already implemented everything they needed to put into this system. And they have an agenda. And they used this internet, and they used our ability to question, and they figure out what we're doing at every step of the game, because we're telling them. Yeah. Because this is the internet, and this is where we get our knowledge, and this is where we proclaim our truth, where we speak our truth. So they have all the information, and we're dealing with a shadow. Yeah. On the internet that stands behind each and every one of us every day and catalogs where we go, what we buy, what we say, you know.
And you know,
we're trying to fight it, but we're part of it.
Also, they have set it up very well that those who speak the truth are tagged as conspiracy nutcase.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say something like that, that folks would know that we literally know that we're putting ourselves on the line, because we're going to be the ones tagged, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So that imprint, that it brainwashing about any of the truth, you know, coming out on alternative, especially alternative media, means that they are wackos.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's... That's why that doggone SSL server or certificate thing worries me so much, because if I'm not willing to pay the man or find an alternative version like Stephen posted in there, then that means that Google's going to, you know, basically tell everybody who tries to show up at Shaziz Radio that we're not safe. You know? And
I've had that popping up more and more on my site, even Skype. Will pop up if you send me a link, for instance, Patty sends me a link, suddenly a pop-up comes up that this is an unsafe site. Do you still want to continue? I've had that popping up on my Skype page.
Yeah, on my side of the fence, it didn't even give me the option to continue. It just blocked it out. I'm like, what the heck? That's my site.
Well, you're just doing everything right there, Pete. They're afraid of you. They're doing everything in their power to shut you down. I know you're not going to quit.
No, I'm not. And like I said,
like
about
we're not.
The podcast out there, I not only upload them to the site, but I make a backup copy. So if there comes a day that you know, they block all that information out, I'll just start copying off that flash drive and send one out to everybody and his brother, and they'll have every show we've ever done on Mad Science and the Knights of the Round Table. So that's what we're up against.
You need one of those, put it all in a secure box and bury it somewhere.
Yeah.
So then hundreds of years from now, somebody will come across it.
They'll say,
well,
look,
you know, there are people right now who are working on developing alternate internets that are independent. I don't know how that's going to work because I'm not that techy.
Wow.
But they saw what was coming down a couple of years ago, and I guess they've been trying to get a system set up that will, you know, be there. But with net neutrality coming, and you know, it's been a long, hard fight. They've been trying to get net neutrality for how many years now? Wasn't it way back in like before 2010, I think, they started trying to get the people interested, and they sold it as a good thing, you know. Now we know from what we see of net neutrality that it's a corporate thing. It's a good thing for corporations. It's a good thing for monopolies. And it's going to feed the means by which they're able to censor with ease. I mean, it was a little difficult before. You know, you've seen too, like YouTube just recently, and Twitter just recently, they're putting in these new algorithms to be able to catch all us, quote, conspiracy theorists, and keep us off the web. Well, they deleted accounts that were, upstanding, you know, that were, I can't remember them right now, I'd have to go to my Twitter feed, but, one of, a really big, was it, it was one of the news agencies, you know, the fake news agencies, the big ones, the lettered ones, ABC, NBC, CBS, maybe, or something like that. And they got censored and Twitter had to come out and say, oops, we're sorry, we didn't mean to do that, you know, and put them back up. And, there was a rogue person in there, on their little crew that they've got that go around and snip out and, took it upon themselves to take down Twitter accounts without having a reason to do it. They were biased, and so they decided they didn't want these sites on there, so they took them down, regardless of whether they were doing anything right or wrong, you know? So this is what we're up against. This is the new net that they're trying to put out here, and when they decide that Shaziz doesn't need to be heard, they're gonna make it to where Shaziz can't be heard, you know? And so there's no way to fight this other than to create another internet, I guess, you know? Who is that breathing?
We're all breathing.
Well, somebody, no, somebody.
Oh, I don't know. Not
mic.
Us. Well, I used to say, I'd hear these little clicks when I'd be on the phone with somebody or that breathing, and I'd say, oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, welcome. Welcome to our conversation. I don't know who it is, but I know it isn't us.
Well, really, Patty, one only has to look at all the attacks on free speech right now. Not just the internet, but everywhere.
And the ridiculous nature of those who are calling it out and saying, you don't have a right to speak, but we're going to speak and say whatever the heck we want, and we're going to shut you down. And I don't understand how that's being promoted, because it is being promoted.
Big double standard, of course, but you got to look at the people that are promoting it. Right? I mean, they're the ones that are pushing the buttons and the ones behind the scenes that are really controlling this whole situation. And what
that's
they
exactly
want is that, well, of course, what they want us to see is what we're going to see. But these attacks we're seeing right now, I was doing a show a couple days ago with a gentleman from Medicine Hat, Alberta, and we got into a very, very deep conversation about what's going on inside the school systems in Alberta. And boom, we were shut right down. We got back on the air, and then we started talking again about a very touchy subject. And again, they shut us right down. That's the first time I've seen that happen. And UCY had no idea what was going on, but we were taken right off the air.
Well, I want to tell people, this is a real deal. This is really happening. I'm telling you, I ain't got no reason to lie to you.
What I'm telling people, too, is that we really know, if we want any kind of freedom in the internet, we have to stand up against it. But whether we're going to be able to stop what's coming or not, I don't know. I don't have that answer. But what you're talking about, Patty, people setting up alternatives. My son actually talked to me about that the other day, and he says there's a operation in Iceland right now that is going to pretty well step right in and fill the void if they really come down on the internet as the way we know it now. So there's people working on this, I know that.
Well, we may have to move to their platform.
Hi, well, Gregory.
We've got to do something. Hey, Gregory, how are you doing?
Hello, not doing too bad, thank you.
So what do you think of all this madness?
You sound good.
Considering how I've been lately, that's awesome. Thank you.
So what do you think of
all
this madness?
Oh, it's getting very Orwellian.
Yeah.
Very Orwellian. They are following that book 280, aren't they?
What was the book name? 1984 or something like that?
Yeah.
Folks, if you ain't read that book, I suggest you go out there and read that book. You might just be surprised at how close that is to modern day. It's crazy.
Well, we've even got Obama. What was his? The Ministry of what? it's like the Ministry of Truth that was in 1984. It's the same exact thing that he enacted in his last year in office. What was it called? I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm not sure, but it's like there's so much information to weed through. It's just overwhelming. It's the Patriot Act and all the different things that got snuck through there all the way through this entire process, and the stories of all the different things that happened during 9/11 and everything else. And people, I'm telling you, if somebody calls you a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory because you question the norm, then, you know, I'd be really suspicious of that individual, because if they can't step out and look back and see, you know, there might not be, you know, everything's not exactly as it appears, if you understand what I'm trying to say. I did a video a long time ago, and it wasn't a really good video, but it was kind of like a warning to the world, because essentially they were shifting over from analog TV to digital TV, and I knew that right then and there we was going to have some issues, because, you know, in old TV style analog systems, you can't really do a whole lot. Once it goes out over the air, it's a done deal. But with digital, there are so many ways with a delay that you can switch things up and change. I could go down to my local place, my government, what do they call it, public broadcasting system, and I could say, I got evidence my government did this, and then by the time I get up out of there, it already has me saying, now, you can always trust your government. I know that sounds crazy, but come on, look what they do with green screen and blue screen and CGI technology. Make a man look like he's standing on the moon when he's, you know, in line at McDonald's or something. I don't know. You know, that sounds, I know how it sounds.
They say, I can't get the exact name, and they're calling it the Ministry of Propaganda, and it goes along with the bill, the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act 2016, Bill H.R. 5181, and the Smith-Mundt Modernization NDAA Act Defense Authorization Bill 2943.
Wow.
Yeah, he created that right before he left office, which allowed them to, that's the bill, isn't it, that said that it's okay for the media to put out government propaganda, so that they can lie to us and it's okay.
Yeah, has any of you heard about a piece of software where they can literally record have a conversation, you know, and they can record this conversation, and then they can take words out of your conversation and make you say something completely different than what you just said. Has any of you heard of that software?
Yeah, there's also a software where they can take your actual face and put words in your mouth and make it look like you're actually speaking. You cannot see that they've manipulated the lip area, and they can make it look like you actually said these things by taking these words that you spoke and mixing them up and saying what you wanted to say in your voice. Or there's this other program, I'll have to find it for you, that they put this headset on and this software, and they speak the words they want you to say, put your video up there, and it combines the two, so you're speaking words that they, the other person with the headset on and the microphone, is speaking. But it looks like you are.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that just, like...
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I haven't even heard of that, Patty.
It's pretty creepy
stuff. That's all new to me.
What? Let me find it.
I know what the one she's talking about, because I saw the documentary on that particular software that she's talking about. But, you know, before that the software that actually can record your voice and then choose words out of it and put them in any order they want and put them together flawlessly to make it sound like you just said something that you didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
you know, the scary thing about that is, and I've said this many times on shows, is that, you know, they're all this new technology they're exposing to us that they have is only the tip of the iceberg of what they actually possess.
Oh, I'm sure of that too.
Yeah, I mean, people gotta keep that in mind all the time, that, you know, government technology is probably 20 or 30 years ahead of what they allow us to know. So, what little toys they got put away right now, boy, kind of scary thought, isn't it?
Well, I'm telling you what.
We're seeing this kind of stuff come out.
Even though,
what do they have put away?
Even though we're up against a monster like so huge that has all this technology, I'm not giving up. I'm gonna keep saying what I'm saying. And if you see me say something that I didn't say, come ask me in person. I'll tell you exactly what I said. You know.
Well, here's a quote from George Orwell. There's a couple of them here. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
That's what he put out.
That's
what they're doing to us right now, Barb.
And that's going to be the picture of the future.
You know, most everybody that I go on radio with, they kind of know me anyway. But, you know, I've been lately, people have actually said to me that I'm quite a militant and I'm quite an activist and everything else like that. But, I've never what you call been a militant in my life. I mean, activist ever since I was a kid, because you know I don't believe in racism whatsoever. I believe that we're all the human beings. And militant, I don't think I've ever been, but some people seem to think so. And those who have rode with me on the airwaves know that's not me.
Well, yeah, they can go back and listen to all the podcasts. You've never even remotely advocated anything violent towards anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they just changed the words these days. That word militant has been brought out because it sounds more like military. Before, in the past, it was 12 civilians were bombed over here. Now it's 12 militants, because it sounds more feasible to do it, because it sounds more like military. They changed the language all the way to change the way that people perceive it.
Yep.
And it's wrong. I mean, one of the things they do each year is the Bilderberg group, this cremation of care ceremony. They are trying to get rid of people's caring about stuff and people's common sense. With all this mistrust and all this fakery going on in the world, the one thing we should all start grabbing hold of is our common sense. I mean, the common sense of it, that when it becomes illegal to tell the truth, you know you are being run by criminals.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the best word I've ever heard all day. And common sense, and if it's illegal for you to tell the truth, and apparently not necessarily illegal, but frowned upon to tell the truth, because once we started talking about certain subjects, blam, we got blown out of the water. I'm telling you folks, live on air, you witness, we got blown out of water just for saying the wrong things. You know, I ain't got no reason to lie about it. I sat here watching everything. I watched it as it occurred, and when I said the wrong keywords, everything. It dropped like a bad habit, just right there. Nothing I can do about it, except try to reboot. And we're back.
Well, Shaziz, I got to admit, man, you know, even on the air myself, they told me to speak my heart on one subject, and I did. I just spoke my heart, but it wasn't like violent or anything of that matter. And as soon as I did, you couldn't hear me again.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same deal.
With the day that you was on there, the moment you started saying your prayer, we had everybody, you could hear everybody, but the moment you started saying your prayer, your Skype cut out so bad, we couldn't even hear what the heck you were saying, man. You know?
Now, let me explain myself. Let me explain myself real quick. Now, when it comes to certain subjects, I have stood my ground. That's true. And it actually surprised me to death, because I actually walked out to see what they wanted. And man, I've even had a helicopter land out here with military people getting out, and they just wouldn't speak to me and looking at me like they're fixing to tear me apart, and got back and then took off. But I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Once you start standing for your truth, And unity and coming together is exactly what I've always been wanting to do. And since I became a leader in my nation, that's starting to, we're having more and more talks with people from Wiltshire and everywhere else. I don't know. They just landed and gone. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Hey, too, Doug. Steven wants to know, he says your connection is really good this week, which it is for some reason, but he wants to know if you used any of those ideas he sent you.
No. Matter of fact, I haven't used anything, you know, it's just evidently they don't mind me talking today.
Well, we tiptoe around the tulips and... We tiptoe around the tulips and not use the alphabets or the mainstream agencies, numbers or whatever. I guess we might get some words in edgewise. Fact is, we're trying to find the truth, and that's why the big question mark behind finding the truth was posted in there in the chat room. Folks, if you're listening in and you actually got a capability to download these podcasts, I'm suggesting that you download these podcasts if you like what you hear and pass them on, you know, however you can, you know, CD or flash drive or whatever, because, you know, up until the point when we finally get us a secure server certificate, which will give us at least some sort of chance to get out there to the people, you know, you might get on your website one day and come here to visit, and they'll tell you this ain't a safe site. This ain't never been nothing but a safe site. We're not over here trying to propagandize people or steal their information or put viruses on their computer. And the actual web service that I use, Weebly, they're a pretty big brand, and I know for a fact that they're a trusted site as far as Google, otherwise they wouldn't be a big business like they are. And so you would think that every time I upload content and their virus program scans anything that you upload to their server for obvious reasons, that I would fall under that same umbrella, but it's not the case. You have to have that certificate to say that you're safe. Otherwise, you know, if you got any content that you want to get out there to the world and they don't approve of it, you don't get seen. YouTube's doing the same exact thing. Demonetizing people's video. It actually has a program that scans every word you say. And if you say something you ain't supposed to, starting with, dropping the F-bomb or whatever, it puts a little digital code right there in your video that puts you to the back of the line as far as search results, and actually at some point we'll actually put on warning labels and say this is content only for this particular age or whatever. So, you know, take it how you want, but you got to watch what you say out there, because you know they're listening. And, you know, even admitting talking about your cell phone, if you're walking around your cell phone, they can track you on your cell phone, they can listen in on your microphone, the doggone TV, there's one particular brand, I can't remember, I think it was Samsung or something like that, said that, you know, you got to go in there manually and set this thing not to listen in, you know, it's really happening. This is George Orwell's 1984.
And with the net neutrality, the ISPs will be forced to have back doors so that the government can utilize that at any time, every ISP. Also, a little interesting tidbit, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but do you know where the seed money came to start Google?
Uh-uh.
Do you know who fronted the cash to get it off the ground? The CIA. Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Same thing with Facebook. Same thing with Twitter. Yeah.
And that's
all
a warning.
CIA back.
That's a warning I keep trying to tell people on Facebook. I don't understand. Even if it wasn't CIA back, which it is. You know, people are putting their personal lives, I mean, out there for the entire world to see. Everything that there is about you, they know about it. They scan everything. They censor content. And if they don't like it, they'll block it and put it on private or delete it or whatever. And there's just something not right about that. If first off, you should be wise enough not to put your life out there on, you know, social media networks for the whole world to see, you know, essentially airing your dirty laundry, cussing your family out back and forth, you know, right there for everybody to see. But if that's your choice, you should have the right to say what you want to say without being censored. You know, I'm not personally going to do that. I mean, I do put a lot of stuff on Facebook, but mostly it's sharing, you know, links to inventions or ideas in alternative energy, and, you know, show links to the Mad Science and the Knights of the Round Table. And I appreciate all those who share it, you know, and like it and pass it on, because that's how, you know, we keep this thing, you know, going. It's you know, you sharing information. You know, and the people that come in this chat room, we got some really wonderful individuals that come in here and they post pertinent links to information that we're talking about that day, and, you know, and that's what this is all about. You know, the microphone, when have you guys never heard me say that only if you agree with me you can come to the microphone? Has anybody ever heard me say that?
Well, you just said something very key, though. You said alternative energy.
Yeah.
There's a big red flag right there. And if the people really knew that there is free energy available and everything that you've been doing and other people have been doing, you know, and it's years now that people have come up with things and it's been squashed and people have been taken down. You know, this is part of our history, so it's nothing new. You know, when it comes to alternatives, whether it's alternative healing, alternative medicines, alternative power, all of that has been attacked and taken down.
Yeah.
And becomes unavailable or unknown or conspiracy crap, you know?
And another thing to take note is, if you look at the American money, it's not backed by gold anymore. It's called the petrol dollar for a reason. You know, and if you're going up against the petrol dollar and telling people about free energy, it's blatantly obvious somebody's going to send some trolls in there to hassle you. Am I wrong?
Petrol dollar ain't going to be there much longer, my friends.
Well, free energy is going to be around as long as I got a voice, because I'm not only on this radio show, but when I'm out there in my normal walk in life, I'm talking to people all the time, and I'm telling them, hey, did you know that you can do this, you can make wood gasification systems, there's all kinds of different alternatives in solar heating and electrical, and these are ways that you can save money on your bill and stuff like that. And it piques their interest because they never heard this information before. And so I'm not just doing this on the radio. I'm out there in real life. I actually go to a deal once a year where, you know, a big church puts on a deal. It's called Living in the Country or something like that, A Day in the Country. And they have all kinds of alternative cooking and lifestyles, you know, things that if worst case scenario you go off the grid, you could still feed your family and still have electricity and your needs met and such. So I go to those. You know, and if you,
Missouri is a really good off-grid state for people. Yeah, yeah.
That's what
it's
I do.
It's beautiful, too.
I'm going to keep on doing it, too, Patty.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, what choice do we have? We can either sell ourselves out and become the system, or we can follow our own truth and create what we can do. You know, it's not like we can go out there and put our cape on and fly over the world and save everybody who has needs saving. We can't do that. We're not super beings. We're not superheroes. But we can change our world in the community where we live.
Yep.
You know? And the littlest thing makes an impact. And when you can start small and you create one advantage for people, they become empowered because they have finally, it's like you've been in chains and you've been working at that frickin' cuff for all these years trying to pick that lock and you just can't get that son of a gun. And then one day you get one lock off, you know, and you're empowered. Now you know you can do the rest. That's what people are needing to do, to get out there and show people. It's not useless. It's not beyond your ability. I posted a video of a woman showing how to build a solar panel with junk from around the house. It's things like this, you know. That's empowerment. When somebody can't afford to have their electricity, but yet they realize that they can build a solar panel that will at least mitigate and give them energy just from the junk they have around their house, they do that. Then they start looking for other solutions, you know?
Yep. I was offered by a pretty well-known entity a position, and it had to do with mad science, but the fine print essentially said that they would control the content. And so I rejected that offer. So if I was in here to sell myself out, I could have done it a long time ago. But the purpose of doing the Mad Science Show and the Knights of the Round Table has nothing to do with financial gain or fame or fortune. It has to do with the fact that somebody at one point in time made me aware that somebody in this world was starving, somebody was homeless, you know, and somebody was sick, and we supposedly had all these things, you know, with climate going on, and things needed to be resolved in the energy, so-called energy crisis of the world. And so, you know, I got a little bit of knowledge in science because I paid attention in school all my life. And I figured, well, you know, what better people than people like myself who paid attention in school to step forward and trying to find solutions. And so that's my ultimate deal, is I want to help them out with the solutions. But when you stick the solution out there on the table and are immediately attacked by the same people who propose to want to save the planet, there's something going on. You know, we don't just get kicked off the air for nothing. We get kicked off the air because we're talking about the truth. And if you can't, like I said earlier, if you want to sell a cure for the cold, you can't tell everybody that you got a cure, you know, in a natural form. Otherwise, you know, somebody ain't going to make no money. And the somebodies who are making money, they're also making power, and they want to keep it. That's the way it works. It ain't no conspiracy theory. It's fact. It's been going on for years. Heck, J.P. Morgan and all them, if you go back and look at history, they had wars over everything, man. Literal, fighting amongst each other to get power, to become a monopoly in the fuel industry, in the automotive industry, and even between Tesla and Edison. There was a war going on there because Edison was out literally electrocuting animals to prove that AC power wasn't safe. And never mind the fact that DC power wasn't safe because, you know, it's like direct powerful current. And if you had a static charge on you and walked too close to an outlet, you'd literally get a lightning bolt leap out of that socket and lay you out, you know. But in order to keep the power structure and the money coming in, they wouldn't oppose to telling a lie or two to try to make it look like something ain't the way it really is. That's what we've been up against. It isn't that we don't have free energy. It's that every time you try to put it out there on the table, if you get too close to a provable working device that is right out there in public, you don't fare so well. You know, John Bedini and his brother got killed. All right? Stan Myers was the last time he would come up out of the... He was heard coming up out of the restaurant saying, somebody poisoned me. All right? Now, is that just coincidence? Is it conspiracy theory? Is it fact? The witnesses say it was fact. But nonetheless, that's what you're up against. And then as with like groups like the Mythbusters coming out trying to say how dangerous hydrogen technology is and actually doing something on TV that anybody who's ever... worked with hydrogen technology would not have done. You don't spray hydrogen directly into the carburetor without no flashback arrestor. Everybody knows that, but Mythbusters, who's supposedly really good at science, did that, and then said when they had the explosion, they said, well, that's probably why we don't use it, because it's dangerous. You know? Never mind the fact that if you look hard enough, you will find that there are actually hydrogen vehicles out there that are running on hydrogen to date. You know, and they actually have fuel depots that are set up for these cars to be able to refuel. and even in the electrical car portion of the deal. You know, hybrid electrics, they're out there. And the technology that has been available for us for so long is literally suppressed by the main corporations who try to, you know, demonize anything that could potentially hit them in the wallet. That's fact. That's not conspiracy theory.
Here's one for you. I just popped in a link, most suppressed inventions ever. And there's one here, water-powered vehicles. Despite how silly this sounds, water-fueled vehicles do exist. And the most famous is Stanmeyer's dune buggy, which achieved 100 miles per gallon and might have become more commonplace had Meyer not succumbed to a suspicious brain aneurysm in 57. And insiders, of course, those are the conspiracy theorists, have loudly claimed that Meyer was poisoned after he refused to sell his patents or end his research.
Yeah.
How many free energy inventors have wound up being disappeared, you know? And it's like the herbal doctors. How many of them, like 50-something of them?
Yeah, or the people that are claiming, telling the truth about the vaccine.
Hillary's detractors, you know?
Yeah.
It's all coincidence, though. The all the people who have died from the Las Vegas witnesses from that Las Vegas shooting, they're all dead. Wow, it's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with conspiracy. Go back to sleep. It's all right.
Well,
you know,
the people that say that the vaccines are very dangerous, you have the health people, you know, the alternative health people, you have those witnesses at the shooting, you have, it's, you know, this has been going on, this is nothing new, but yeah, like you say, it's all coincidence. It's just, people just go, oh, wow, that's too bad. But they don't put the pieces together.
It's crazy, because it blows my mind that the average Joe hasn't come together in masses after everything that's been done and said. But it brings me to a thought about the movie The Matrix, and the guy that told, I guess it was, his name was Neo, told him that that the people inside the Matrix would literally fight and give their life to protect the same system that is keeping them oppressed. And that's not so far from the truth, you know, that people are either in fear of their government to the extent where they don't want to step outside the box and lose their comfort zone, or they just are comfortable with being able to walk over and turn a light on, and they don't care if they have to pay for electricity. You know, it's easier that way. I don't have to do anything. You know what I mean?
Well, we see the same thing being played out on the net, too. I mean, you have the disinformation and the shills that if you try putting out the truth and it starts catching on, that people are starting to actually pay attention, then you'll see these people come out. It's like when you say that mercury is the second most poisonous, most toxic thing on the periodic table on this earth. It's the second metal. Most toxic metal on the periodic table, and it's not safe in any quantity because it accumulates in the brain, and that no vaccine that has it or its counterpart thimerosal, which is still mercury, is good for you. And then when people start realizing that, oh wait, yeah, that's right, then you have the shills come on that flood these posts with inaccurate information and out lies, and they attack the people till the conversation is so broken, you know, and it just turns into an argument. There's no more information being given out. It's just a free-for-all. So they're shutting down the truth that way, too. And it goes with everything. Free energy. Shaziz. You've had to deal with that, with people saying you don't know what you're talking about, knowing full well that you knew what you were talking about.
I can explain it in graphic detail.
Right, but they attack you more and more and more.
Yeah. Anon5245 in the chat room says, Shaziz, build a time machine and go back, fix what's been done. Brother, I'd like to. I would honestly like to, but truthfully, I wouldn't know where to start. You know, where do you go back to the beginning of the entire mess? Without going back to the beginning of time and following everybody through the whole process, where do you start to fix what's going on? The only thing that I can say to everybody out there, time machine ain't going to be the answer to fix the deal. It's going to be you as an individual paying so close attention to everything that you're being taught and scrutinizing. I'm not talking about to the extent of paranoia. What I'm talking about is to the extent of common sense, like Gregory had mentioned earlier. You got to use common sense, and you got to vet the information coming to you as if your life depended on it, literally, because you see, just on a small example, what happens to people if they get too close to the truth. If you touch on the wrong subject, they'll blow you right out of the water, man. Probably even worse if they had the opportunity to, but nonetheless, we're not going to stop doing or saying what we're doing because we believe in the truth. And we're willing to give both sides of the story so that we can actually get to the truth. And we're willing to share with you existing technologies and existing knowledge of medicines and stuff like that. There has to be a reason why all these holistic doctors end up coming up either suicided or having accidents and all the different alternative energy people out there who are too close or are getting too big of a following ended up having either dying of heartbreak or heart attack or poison. And if you go and seriously look at the list of all the people in alternative anything that got too big and got too noticed, they all had the same exact outcome. And so there is a method behind my madness, why I do the things the way that I do. And hopefully one day I'll be able to prove my point. You know, I've been saying energy's free. We don't have an energy crisis. We got a common sense crisis. That's the big deal right there. But in order for this information to actually make it to the ears of people out there, since we're on this side of the box, defense, so to speak, if you happen to be on the other side of the box and hear what we have to say, you can tell somebody. You know, share the podcast, share the link, share the information with each other. Show them it really exists, and try it before you deny it, most of all. Vet the information coming to you from here and everywhere to ensure that whenever you pass that information on, at least you know what you're talking about to the extent where you can defend the truth. That's the only way I see this ever happening. What do you guys think?
I totally agree with you because of, you know, like last week, when did a prayer become that dangerous? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I totally agree with you.
Hey, prayers are very dangerous to those people. They know the power of prayer, that's why.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Prayer is always accepted here on ShazizRadio.com. And if people feel it necessary to tune out because they heard somebody exercising their faith, then I'm sorry, we'll miss you. We'll see if you decide to come back. But nonetheless, if somebody has something on their heart that they need to speak, this is the microphone where they're going to be allowed to do so. We always treat each other respectfully. Go ahead, Two Dog.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just thinking. Now, we were talking earlier about Muhammad and Jesus, and my people had the peacemaker also, and other things of that manner. Now, let's think of it this way, too. Maybe it wasn't about them. Maybe it was about the message. The point is, did you get the message? That's the point.
Yeah. That's what I say. Look, you know, people question me because I tell them I'm a Christian. I'm trying to explain to them I'm not religious. I honestly ain't. I follow some teachings of a man who may or may not been, you know, as they say, a fairy tale or a fictional character. I believed in what he said. I mean, like, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, you know, and honor thy mother and father and all this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And that, you know, I subscribe to that. And for that, I call myself a Christian because I follow the teachings of a man who, you know, said what I needed to hear, regardless of whether, you know, you believe or disbelieve. I'm not trying to force this down your throat or anything like that, or tell you that my way is the only way. All I'm telling you is on my spiritual journey, I heard the words that resonated with me, and these are the words that I follow. That's why I call myself a Christian. And, you know, personally, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Is he yours? I don't know. That's up to you. That's your spiritual journey. But if you look from the outside, looking in on my life, and you see anything worthy of adopting into your life, and that brings you to that path, then, you know, I'm happy for you. That's the best I can do, is to lead by example and to let my light shine the best I know how. Until I find a better path than where I'm at, I got to continue on the journey, right?
Well, I think that this is the words. I think the words that you're speaking of about Yeshua, Jesus, and the peacemaker here on Turtle Island, and I'm going to add the white buffalo calf woman, who I believe was the last one prophet that came to bring the same words, Viracocha, Buddha, all these same people with the same message, these similar people, different people rather, with the same message. You got to say something about that message. Why, you know, why that is so important, and why the cabal or the controllers fear this message, which of course, you know, when you have a prayer, like we saw at Standing Rock, it was about peaceful prayer, and that was it. No violence.
Yep.
And they couldn't stand it. They had to take it down.
That's what they all have in common, is they're all talking about peace and love and all that. And that, you know, I believe in peace and love, and I believe in the power of it as well. The power of the spoken word, the power of your actions, you know, the power of the pen, the things that you write down and for other people to read, or the things that come out of your mouth, the way that you act to each other. Those are powerful actions and things that could literally start moving us towards the path where we all want to go. And that's a good path, where people who are needing food, they can get food. People who need a home, they can find a home. That kind of thing, where everybody can reap the benefits of this glorious gift that we've been given. I'm telling you, I'm so amazed, and I'm so thankful for everything that's ever been good, and even to some extent, even the bad in my life, because it's kind of formed me into the person that I believe I am today. But nonetheless, with all the resources available and the gifts that nature has to offer, this wonderful, beautiful home that we call Earth, you know, if we utilized all these resources properly, nobody should do without. There shouldn't be nobody hungry. There's no reason to go fighting over oil and natural resources. There is free energy, regardless of whether people want to admit it and the other people want to fight against it. You know, the laws of thermodynamics out there, they sicken me to my very core, because people misquote them all the time, trying to disprove free energy, when the laws of thermodynamics have absolutely zero to do with free energy. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. The laws of thermodynamics were set there in place to literally disprove the perpetual motion claims that somebody thinks that they can get something for nothing, or zero point energy, or perpetual motion machines, or whatever, that, you know, you can't get something to start under its own power, to maintain itself, and to continue to go. That's what the laws of thermodynamics are arguing against. Since I'm not talking about something doing that, since I'm talking about what nature has provided, such as the sunlight, the wind, the thermal energy, the hydroelectrics, and everything out there, it doesn't matter to me if I have something plugged into the river and that's my outside power source that keeps this thing running for 365 days a year so that I can have lights. To me, that's perpetual motion enough. That's free energy, because it was already provided, and all I had to do was tap into it respectfully with nature, not to cause any harm. Where am I wrong?
Everything that we ever needed was created.
Yep.
By the Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. Everything, medicines, clean water, food, healthy food, clean air, everything that we ever needed was created for us. We didn't need a better this or a better that. You know, and we know who it is that usurped all of that and messed with it, and they're still messing with it.
Yep. But you know what? In my faith, my book that I subscribe to, my God didn't tell me to lay down to evil. He didn't tell me that I had to submit to evil in any form or fashion. Matter of fact, said quite the opposite. So, with that said, and since I never know the time or day that he'd come like a thief in the night, then I think I'm going to be on my best behavior and try to do the best I can with the circumstances, and I'll have as long as I'm given to do the best that I can. So it may be 100 years down the line. I may be long gone, but I'm going to still do what I got to do in the meantime, because I don't know when the end's come around. I don't subscribe to doomsday. If doomsday shows up, we'll deal with it when we get here. But in the meantime, there's some baby in this world that needs some food, and I want to find out a way to get that baby that food. You know, and I want to find a way to help the people that are homeless. That's what you do when you got a big heart. You know, I talked about that picture, and I posted it many, many times in there about that one lady and that little baby boy down there. What you look at the first sight of that picture, and it's almost unimaginable that some child could be in that dire condition. And that lady took the time out of her life to uplift that child, then brought him a year later to the picture that you see on the right side of that. And you see a beautiful little baby in a nice little clothes and jumpsuit with his backpack, and he had hope in life. And that, to me, was a miracle that was done by a lady who believed in the same dream that I'm talking about. You are the miracle you've been waiting for. You need to look in the mirror and look upon yourself and your soul and decide what it is that you want this world to be like. And you need to go out there and you need to make it happen in your community. And that will spread down to the next community, because when they look over and see your neighborhood looking the way that it does and everything working out well, they're going to ask you questions. How did you do this? How did you do that? And you're going to share that with them, and that light that you shine is going to resonate all the way down the road, and then some, keep on going. And if everybody's out there throwing positive pebbles in the pond, you can see where we'll be heading in the future. That's what I have to say about it. So, what do you guys think?
Could I possibly chuck out a poem?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wrote, it's only a short one, it's called "It's Not Just You." Shine your light for others, some don't always see the path. Be the comic for all those who really need a laugh. Lend a hand to old folks whose bodies don't listen no more. For those alone in life's big sea, be the hug pushing them to shore. Be the biggest shoulder for them when their tears fall like the rain. Give gentle, soothing words of care to ease their suffering and pain. Forgive all those that meant no harm. We can all make sad mistakes. To change this world, just share the love. That's really all it takes.
Brother, I love your heart. I love your words. And if you ever put that in book form, I gotta have a copy. That's simple.
I'm working on it.
Because, look, that... you couldn't have said it any better. And you pretty much summed up everything we were talking about today. You know? Finding the truth is about that. It's reaching down in your heart and looking, and you will find the truth. If you really seriously want to seek the truth, it's there for you. And, you know, whereas there are entities out there that don't want us to say things that we say, we're going to keep on saying it. We're going to keep on posting podcasts. We're going to keep on sharing links with each other. And as long as we are able to, using this platform... You know, my friend Steve said, we got the vast sum of all man's knowledge at our fingertips. And what we do with that, you know, it's up to us. Use this as a tool for good or use it as a tool for evil. That's your free will at work right there. In whatever world you get, whenever you're done, you know, you'll reap the fruits of your own labor. And everyone else, you know, will have to join in because we're all family. We live on the same ball or flat plane or whatever it is that you believe. We live there together. We're all in the same boat. So if you're poking holes on that side of the boat and we're trying to bail water out of this side of the boat, it's counterproductive to the end goal unless you're literally here to help destroy what we all have, the gift that we've been given by creation or creator or whatever you believe. I personally believe that we are part of a divine plan, a divine entity, a creation of such unimaginable wonders that if we ever did know the truth, we might just be amazed at how far off this world has gone from where it came from. We got a chance to literally try to steer this boat in a better direction for the future generations of all the people to come. You know, I want my grandchildren to be able to live in a safe world where they feel free to speak and where they can be respectful to each other and they understand the difference between right and wrong. And they know in their heart when to make those choices. So, you know, with that said, it's that time again, folks. We want to start, go around the corner. Who wants to go first? Got any last words of wisdom? Go ahead, Two Dog. Or did you say ladies first?
Ladies first, my friend.
All right,
I'll go along. I'll say that, you know, I've just kind of been listening to everybody here, and I think I'm hoping that the people that are listening are getting, opening up their minds a bit and stepping back away from the lies and maybe what they've been programmed to believe, or at least listening and not shutting off and as they do or deleting and so on. But there's a lot that has been messed with here in our lives on all different levels. We've only talked really about one piece of it, you know, a little bit of some of the other things, but I think we're all aware of as we've been doing all this research and over years and coming out and speaking about truth and everything, and that really is going to make somebody out there very nervous, you know. Because there are a lot of people like us speaking the truth. And so I'm just hoping that the people don't lose their faith, you know, and that they keep listening and keep opening up to really finding and seeking out this truth and allowing themselves, you know, to use their, I got to call it the, you know, the truth meter. We have that truth meter inside of ourselves. And it's a different feeling. It's a feeling. And so, you know, a lot of people's feelings have been, I guess, you know, like taken out or weakened or something. And that's part of the plan, is to just put everybody in that non-feeling, non-disconnected place and just satisfied with, well, it's not in my backyard, or, well, I'm okay and I don't care what's going on. But this is about a feeling. A truth meter tells you the truth, and you have to go in your heart to really connect with when somebody's talking, when somebody's sharing something with you. You know, your mind, as it's programmed, will put that doubt in there, but go to your heart. I think we have to spend more time in that heart connected. That's all I'm just going to say. Thank
you.
Well,
I'll tell you what, that heart is a good, comfortable place to be. I know, I've been there. I'm going to stay there, too, if it's all
right.
So what about you, Patty? You got any words of wisdom?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, if we've said anything today that makes any sense to you out there, whoever's listening, just keep in mind, if there comes a time when you're faced with a choice or a decision, when you see information, and you see the headline, or you hear the buzz about this certain thing that happened, never take it at face value. Never accept what is being given to you as your truth. Because if it's not something that you have looked into and you have researched, that it's something that you know, then it's not your truth. Don't buy somebody else's truth. It's important, especially today, with all the subterfuge, all of the manipulation, and all of the propaganda, on both sides, even truthers are mistaken because they buy the hype and they run with it. And it's detrimental to knowledge to accept on face value something that you have not yourself looked into or know. That's a detriment to you, and it harms you and your perspective. Common sense is one of the greatest tools that each and every one of us have the option to use in our life. Everything that we decide should be based on the logic that comes with common sense. And if we look at life and we look at the choices that we make and the choices before we reply, are we actually listening, or are we just set in our opinion and not willing to go any further? Are we accepting what is being said as the gospel without knowing anything about it, taking the word of someone else? Your mind, your heart, those are the keys to your truth, and only your truth matters. And if we come at it in a perspective of open-mindedness, if we come at it in a perspective of curiousness, which is what we're all about, that's what one of the best things about us is, our ability to be curious about life and the things that affect us. So if we keep that as our tenet, that I will not take anything at face value, I will learn, I will look into, I will research to find my truth, I think we all come out better in the end. And we understand that nothing is black and white, that there is not one solution or one problem. One thing leads to the other, and they're all connected. So if we start putting the pieces together in our truth, then maybe we can find the answers, and we can finally come together and say, these things don't matter, this does matter, let's concentrate, let's focus, let's get it done.
Yep.
That's all I got to say.
And would I be safe to say, to add to that, to when you hear any type of information, to literally ask the question, what do these people have to gain by convincing me of anything? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, there's agendas out there. People want to try to convince you that the world is so terrible and that you're helpless. And I'm trying to say, and these fine people here are saying it as well, you're not helpless. You know, with each other out there, the more you that gather together, the more powerful you become. When you share in that love and common sense and respect for one another and the knowledge that you've gathered, you know, that's how you get things resolved. And no matter how hard they try to push us up against the wall or over the fence or under the fence or whatever they try to do to us, we keep coming back because we know in our heart what feels to be true to us. And that's why we share the things the way that we do, in the manner that we do it here on Shazay's Radio. So if anything resonates with you out here, you know, even question what we have to say. What do we got to gain? I'm telling you, what I feel like we have to gain is a better world for our children. That's it. I do care about my grandchildren and my children. You know, I want them to have an opportunity that, you know, we may not have had ourselves. So we've been down some roads and we've seen some things. That's why we're the people that we are today. So we count our blessings as well as we count the fact that we went through some hard times to get here. And we're trying to share that wisdom with everybody out here. I think that's a good thing. So who's next?
Go ahead, brother. Gregory, go ahead.
No, sorry, sir. Chiefs before Braves, sir.
Ski. What? Thank you very much. What we need to do is, as we're doing on this radio right now, we're talking with each other, and we're making that point. And as you've seen today, there's, like Shaziz and myself, there's two people of different faiths, and we're understanding each other. That's a focus in itself. And, you know, in your neighborhood, let's go with your neighborhood for a second. If everybody in their own little neighborhood would learn to tribe up, make a community garden with each other, work in your neighborhood to better it for your children, because the way we are, we don't worry about ourselves, but we worry 7 generations from ourselves. And if we are the 7th generation that gives to men the sacred hoop, our children are coming. They're growing. They are the next one. And we fight for our children because we want something better for them than what we've got. And always keep a prayer in your heart. Always keep the Creator every step you take, a constant prayer with Him. And let this be. And once again, she says, thank you very much, Ski, for having me on.
Well, amen, and thank you, brother. Those are words of wisdom that I couldn't disagree with on not one single point. I tell you what, man, I'm just amazed every time we have these shows. You know, and we just need to keep on doing it as long as we're allowed to or whatever, because the price of not saying or doing anything, to me, is a price that I'm not willing to pay. And none of us are willing to sacrifice our children's future by not trying to point out the truth, you know. And you need to be truthful to yourself. You need to follow your truth in your heart and common sense, like everybody's been saying here. That's the best go. That's the best we got, you know. Maybe we only have a microphone right now, but I tell you what, this microphone's going to resonate. It's going to ring like a bell across the land, and you can help that bell keep on ringing by spreading the information. Let people hear what we're saying, because I'm sure that a lot of people out there, I know that a lot of people out there, they feel the same way. They got the same love in their heart, and they want a better world. And this is how we're going to get it, is by keeping it going. It's as simple as that. So,
I'll tell you this before we go off, which is, it would be an honor one of these days that we could all meet personally, raise the flags of all the people, and sit around my council fire. It would be an honor.
Well, I tell you what, I'd be humbled and honored, brother. That's a fact. And that's coming straight from the heart. So what about you, Gregory? You got any last words of wisdom before we got to get up out of here?
Yep, as always. As you know, I write a few little philosophies and sayings in a hope to put forward some positivity in the world. And this is just one of them I call Nature. Nature has always been our teacher. Everything we've ever learned started with our observing of nature. So when you look at the basics, you see that nothing in nature exists for itself. Everything works with everything else. Hence the creation of the term circle of life. Live for each other. Live with love.
That's perfect. And that's exactly what we've been talking about, was that, you know, there's an old saying, united we stand and divided we fall. The power of one heart is an amazing, amazing power. It's a miracle in itself how much one heart and love can do. That proof positive of this little baby I talked about earlier in that picture, and the miracle that lady pulled off by bringing that child out of the depths of hell. She literally gave that child hope and a future. And so you can imagine if one heart, which beats in your chest, you are the miracle. If that one heart has that much power, you imagine what happens with what you see right here. We got 5 hearts right here. We got extra hearts in the chat room. We got people who love each other and care enough about this world to try to make a difference. You know, and we do it the best we can with what we have to work with. Through all the trials and tribulations and the alphabet soups out there trying to interrupt the gathering, you're not going to interrupt it. You can do it temporarily, but we're coming back online. And if we can't ever get back online, we will take it to the streets.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
The last thing is, The truth is important. It is important to all of us. But please, please, don't become obsessed with the truth, because when they say that people are obsessed with the truth, then that's what they use to divide us. Sometimes you have to literally forget about the truth completely and just deal with the consequences, because while somebody is starving, you arguing about the truth doesn't feed them.
No, you got to get out there and let your light shine and get proactive and fix it. Like the gorilla exactly. gardening, and like if they're going to throw you in jail for feeding the homeless, well, I'll tell you what, get you a Batman suit from your local comic store and grab a sandwich up and run by and hand that to that individual that's hungry.
Man, sorry, what knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37, I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would... Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how do you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
Red lights to the round table, three dots when we're able. We do routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red lights to the round table, our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rise that are quite unsingable. We're not so mad in Camelot, we sing from the die of Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
That concept. Any of the energy distributors out there, same exact thing. You know, if I'm selling a cold medicine, the last thing I want anybody to do is come after and say they got a cure for the cold. And if it's an alternative cure to the cold, and you say, well, look, I, you